I am bisexual. I'm fabulous. I'm getting old. I am getting old. Sorry, ladies, to let you know I am getting old. Hi, everybody, this is Carlito. Still coughing a little bit. Not 100%. I'm getting there, though. Flu really fucked me up this year, man. Goddamn flu. This is Madhouse Radio for January 26, 2013. I'm sure that date has some significance somewhere to somebody. Maybe it's one of your birthdays or something. I don't know. Maybe your mom died. I don't know. Hey, but anyway, I'm here. Milkman is here. Hey, Milkman. Milkman.
Ah, hermanito. Que fue, ha, ha. Oh, my brother, so good to hear you, man. You sound like you're a little bit coming back to your normal self there slightly, but yeah. I'm glad that you came out and you're going to take a swing at her. But we sure appreciate it, and everybody out here appreciates it. You know, you're probably going to at least a dozen lives tonight, hermanito.
Ha, 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 ha.
Why kill them when you can laugh at them and let everybody else too?
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha. Come on, brother.
Yeah. Anyway, you're right. As some, I'll save somebody. I'll do something.
Do I sound okay? Your audio in my ears sounds very far away, or is that just because I'm excited to...
I don't know. It sounds far away. Can you hear music? Is the music coming in?
Oh, I hear nothing on your end. You kind of like that far away.
That means I got the wrong microphone here. Hang on, let me fix that.
No, I don't know for sure. I'm just asking because if that's what I'm supposed to expect or not, I don't hear any audio or anything.
What about now? What now?
That's different. That sounds much better. What's that?
There you go. I went from the microphone on the webcam to the microphone on the microphone. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, now I hear audio too, man. Let me play some more tunes. There you go. Excellent.
There you go. All right. Well, it's a good thing you mentioned that early before I did calls. Good work, Milkman. You did your job, man.
Thanks.
You earned your pay for the night.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Man. And I'll tell you what. Just still coughing, man.
Sound far out, man.
Far out, man.
Far out, man. Thanks.
Yeah. So, Milkman, you told me last week, and I thought it was great. You got me on that that Mucinex, and it stopped my coughing and everything. Right? It was good stuff.
A lifesaver.
Yeah, but after taking the Mucinex for 5 days, it started fucking with me. I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't eat. I couldn't eat anything. I lost my appetite completely. I went like 2 days without eating anything except for one bag of potato chips, like a small bag.
And that's a good side effect.
Yeah, it wasn't good. No, it wasn't good. I was all freaked out. I had no energy, and so I had to stop the Mucinex, man. It was messing me up.
Maybe you should reduce your dosage a little bit.
Man, so I stopped taking it. I'm all right. I'm not doing.
Wait a minute, are you using one with the dextromethorphan in it still?
Yeah, that's what I was using.
That's right, dude. No. Now that you're better, man, don't take that one on cough shit because that will make you kind of feel weird like that. Some people are more sensitive to that, man. It's like called Robo. Same shit they do for us.
I drank a bottle and a half of that shit, man. I still got half a bottle. Yeah, 20.
You should switch over to either the plain one or just the like decongestant one. But I wouldn't take no more of the cough one since you're not coughing. You got to switch over. That is true because if you do continuously drink cough medicine, it will kind of give you a weird ass buzz, like you're flipping out, like you're not that everything you describe. That sounds like a a robo trip there, buddy.
Man, so, that was it was bad.
Switch over, I think you'll be all right. Just go to the regular version.
Yeah. Yep.
Robo. Yeah, man, because that's what those people used to do back in the service when they started, you know, drug testing and shit.
Yeah.
Man, my friends, they told me about that. And, oh, my gosh, it's back in, like, the 80s. I, like, tried that. And I was like, oh, man, I was blown. That stuff is like... I quit on that shit a long time ago. Yeah, I know what you mean. It really makes you feel weird.
Yeah, they were robo-tripping, probably. That's what they call it.
It is. Exactly. That's it, man. I guarantee you. If you've been taking that stuff still or not popping off like you was, then that's what it is. You need to back off that. Go to the regular stuff. You'll be able to still leave that stuff out of your lungs.
Yeah, but then I was mixing it with Sudafedrine, the good shit, the stuff you have to sign for.
Oh, you told me. Oh, you didn't tell me you're taking Sudafed. You mean the real stuff behind the counter?
Yeah, I was mixing them both.
That's why you were eating, Jack. That's why you're paying. But that shit'll make you sick. Man, did you get the 12-hour one?
Yeah, the 12-hour one. I was taking a 12-hour one every six. I was taking a 12-hour one every 6 hours.
Oh, fuck it. This motherfuckers will get you cranking.
Dude, I was cranking. I was at work. I was all cranked out, man.
It's almost as bad as doing a small line of some bullshit, right? But it's the same. It's the same bullshit they use to make that stuff.
I threw a desk chair across the room.
One. Yeah, you don't really put it on your ass. Every time I take one of those,
yeah.
I feel like at first until I take them for a few days, then you know, I get over it. But if I haven't taken them for a while, you ain't kidding. And they make you feel like you're buzzing.
Yeah, I got off of everything now. Now I'm gonna let it work its course.
Make y'all like weird and spacey. I was thinking you don't enough to be robo tripping. That's weird.
Yeah, I was mixing it. I was mixing it with Sudafedrine, which is basically meth, I guess. So yeah.
That's what it's getting paranoid because that stuff is making you speed, man. It will make you speed a little bit, but not for long. After you've been taking them for a little while, it goes away.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been taking, you know, like if you haven't taken them for like a few months, first time you take it, it will.
Yeah. There you go. You've got a lot of packets dropping out, Milkman. Try to get into better position there or something. Or shut off everything in the background. You know.
Yeah.
Milkman, you almost cut your finger off while you were cutting some bologna, and you almost fucked your shit up.
Hey, dude, you know what, man? Poor man's got eight too.
Yeah, so you were cutting some meat, and you the knife grazed your finger, man. That sucks.
I took down a little squirrel, man. And dude, I was really hungry, man. I had the munchies like crazy, man. So I decided, you know, go ahead and gut him, man. And hell, paying attention, next thing I know, there, my gun slipped, man. Cut my fingers, dude. Like, I got my nails trimmed. It looks better than going to the damn pity shop, baby.
Yeah, that sucks. It was your guitar playing finger, right? So
yeah, man. These custom little, like, fingerettes on there, man. You know, it looks really cool, man. It's like you know, like, poke you in the face, and it wouldn't even hurt, man. It's like, oof. Cotton balls.
Yeah, watch out, man. Yeah, Enigma says he got the flu too in his left ear now for a week. Everything else is gone. I'm deaf. He's deaf in his left ear. Holy shit, man!
Excuse me. You know what? Everybody should be aware, man. This flu that's going around is not a good one, man. I know somebody that just died from it, man. I heard this, dude, like 2 nights ago, man. So if you got that flu, man, be careful, man. Keep your eye on it and see a doctor. Don't just let it hang out and hope it'll go away and do it behind the counter, man. Because this guy, you know what? I don't know what it did, but something happened to him, man, and he didn't come back.
Enigma, man, check that out. If your ear is fucked up, I get that looked at because it could be the flu, could be an ear infection, but it could also be from the medicine. If you're on meds, man, it could be a really bad side effect from meds if your ear went out, if you lost your ear. I've heard about people going on over-the-counter drugs and stuff, and they lose their hearing and ears for like permanently.
What? So who is saying what now? What is their problem?
Enigma. He got the flu, and he's starting to feel better, but...
Oh, and he can't hear now?
He can't hear out of one of his ears, man. I get that.
It's his throat. Tell him he's got, like, one of those eustachian tubes in your throat. It's, like, kind of, like, infected and probably closed. You got to really gargle. Like, first I'd gargle, like, with the mouthwash to kind of, like, disinfect it, and then try with some really warm salt water. And it might loosen it up enough to where you can at least get, you know, your ears to rebalance. You're going to have to rebalance your ears.
Yeah, get a
like that.
You gotta get a neti pot, man. Yeah, you gotta clear out the vas der.
It's happened to me before, man. Not very often, but it sucks.
You gotta clean out the vas der difference. That's
right. Exactly, man. You know, you should use the perineal cloth on it, and I think it'll get a nice shine.
And a nice, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
The chat is saying it'll be a glistening shine, and that is a good thing.
Very good. All right.
Exactly.
All right, we got the Lonesome Loser sending in numbers. Let's get
better,
to those.
Bro.
Lonesome Loser sending in numbers. Let's get to those.
Lonesome Loser in the house, and I'm a hitman. Am I still packeting?
You're doing a little better. We got Lonesome sends in a number for a woman looking for a good, trustable dog walker. All right.
Oh.
That's me, Milkman.
There you go.
I'm a good, trustable dog.
Tell them that, you know, that your name of your kennel is Panty Droppers Incorporated, right?
God damn that prank.
Get a special pickup vehicle.
Stupidest prank ever, Panty Dropper. I don't know why you people.
Stupidness.
Stupid prank. Hello? Hello? Hello, honey? Hi, honey. Hello? Yeah, she's picking up the phone, not talking. What's wrong with that, Milkman? Why is she doing that? Explain. Explain to me.
Hey, this is Brooke Radford. Just leave your name and number after.
I will do no such thing. What happened on the show last week? Let's see if I remember. Someone was asking me what we did last week. Last Saturday. Didn't I break up a gay orgy in a hotel in L.A.? I think that happened. More of those one-bedroom apartments to share.
Yeah, you were sharing one-bedroom apartments. You got invited to the homosexual orgy. You got the security involved with it. You made quite a good bunch of friends in L.A. Downtown, what is that, Green High-Rise Hotel.
Green High-Rise, what was it called? Yeah, it had the Green Tower.
Behind the Green Doors.
The Green Door.
Yeah, Green Towers.
Behind the Green Door. Behind the Red Door. Wasn't that a movie? Wasn't that a porno in the 70s?
Yeah, that's a famous old, yeah, it's an old school one, yeah, Behind the Green Door.
Yeah. There were a few of those,
that's
right?
That's the best dispensary up here in SF, man. In SF, Green Door is one of the best.
I try to watch Caligula.
They should call it the Purple Door, not the Green Door. They should just call it the Purple Door.
I try to watch that Caligula shit. That was the most boringest thing ever I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, old porn, man. Yeah. The chicks look okay, man, but just the way the filmography was, man, it just wasn't.
Oh my god!
And it was more cinematic. They were trying to appeal to a cinematic crowd. Watch those dingbats, you know, cook out whatever, trying to read their minds,
oh
you
my
know,
god.
Remember them.
It was about.
Those are always. I love to rewind them, just listen to them, like fuck up, try and concentrate and remember. It's just hilarious watching them try and switch modes.
That fucking movie's retarded. It was some Roman emperor that went on raping every man and woman he found and murdering them. Like it just,
oh,
he fucked men, he fucked women.
That you're talking about.
I just know I was watching it, and the Roman emperor shows up at some wedding, and he brings the bride and groom into a separate room, and then he bangs the chick, and then he rapes the guy in the ass at the same time. He's like, I'm the emperor, I can do whatever I want. And I'm like, what the
fuck?
Are
you Coach John Holmes? Welcome, John Holmes.
John Holmes, man. Fucking Johnny Wad. That's going to be my prank call name for the night, Johnny Wad.
JW.
Johnny.
All right, W. Johnny. Well, you got live next for us, JW.
All right. Let me try this dog walker lady again. Come on, maybe the third time she'll pick up.
Just bring your cock in your ass. That's Frank Kenner's Gold Star. That's what that guy said. Just bring your cock in your ass.
Bring your cock in your ass. What?
Remember, you was telling me asking something.
Yeah.
Said, don't you bring anything? He said, no, just bring your gun.
Oh, he kept talking about Nicaragua, no? You're Nicaragua.
Yeah. You kept calling like frantically back. You're using the callback. Right? Bring anything?
You're Nicaragua, no? He was really into that.
Killing, man. Oh, it was classic.
I think there was one good pizza call, too. If I remember, no one took me seriously because my voice last week was really hoarse. I sounded like a kid.
Yeah, you was out of it, but it was still hilarious. That's what made it so cool.
Yeah. I sounded like a teenager trying to prank call. My voice was like, ooh, I sound like
Brad. Bradford, just leave your name and number after the tone.
Fuck you, Bradford. Bradford is the name of a shitty-ass quarterback back in the day. All right, Big Carl.
Get more credibility because you didn't, like, you know, sound as confident. You know, you sounded more kind of in a more less rehearsed, you know, when you was talking that. Like, it was, your voice was a little different, how you spoke in there and such.
Yeah. All right, we got Big Carla who's looking for host families for international high school students. Yeah, man. There you go. This sounds interesting. You know, those international students will come to high school.
Hi.
The broads were hot. There was this French girl that spent a year with us in high school. And there was a rumor that she had a hairy pussy. That it was, she had her legs spread open and she didn't know. And
I think that was behind the Latin door.
No. It was in one of the classes. Apparently she was, she had her legs spread open in one of the classes and she didn't know, and some of the guys saw it. And
Vanessa Del Rio. Yeah, she rocked, man.
You don't know who she was, Mokin. Shut up.
Vanessa Del Rio. Oh, yes.
Vanessa Del Rio. Shut up.
She's on.
Hi, this is Carla. If you leave a message, I'll call you back.
Fuck you, Carla.
Hi, girlfriend. Oh. Cheers, kind
of. Hi.
God, what is she recording a voicemail message in a moving car? Sounds like she recorded in a fucking city bus.
It's some shitty ass audio quality.
God. All right, Samantha's selling a few cats. One of whom.
Shit house sounds a fan running there. That's what that was.
She was in a server room. All right, Samantha's selling a few cats, one of which she claims has two faces. Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry, I can't take your call right now. I'm shitting. That's why we didn't finish playing that for the audience. We didn't want to disturb them.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. You guys don't want to hear that shit.
About we women. Don't want to do that, man.
About women shitting and...
I'm protecting my audience out there. That's right.
You don't want to hear about women shitting on the toilet and all that stuff. All right, here's...
That's horrible.
Here's a woman selling cats.
Squeeze the charm.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I understand you have some cat machines.
Huh?
You're selling a few cat machines. One of them has two faces.
Oh, it's a cat. It's a...
Yeah, the cat machines. One with two faces. What's the name of the cat? Is it a male or female, or is it both?
It's female.
And it has two faces on it?
No, it's called Two-Face. It has a black side of a face and Calico the other.
All right, so the black face, and on the right, on what side? The left side?
Yeah.
All right, and then it also has a white face on the right side?
Like a Calico face on the right side.
All right, and then which, do both of the mouths open and close and everything, or? That was stupid.
So we just want to know, do we got to have two bowls of food for them, or should we just put one?
Hello.
So is the other face, like, on the ass part, or how does it work? I don't understand.
It doesn't have two faces.
Wait, it says two faces. You said it's two faces.
No.
Because I want to put this cat in. I want to stuff it. If it has two faces, we'll euthanize it and stuff it and put it on display.
It doesn't have two faces.
Oh, okay.
My name is Two-Face.
What can I do with the cat afterwards? If I euthanize it, is that okay?
The cat's already taken.
Oh, do you have any other cats?
No.
Are you sure? Because it says here you just posted this on the Craigslist.
Well,
Samantha, I already talked to Samantha. She said that I could have the two-faced cat.
Well,
put her on the phone because she was supposed to talk to me, not you. Who are you?
Samantha's sleeping.
Can you wake her up?
No.
Well, what are you doing? You watching
TV? I'm not going to sit here and talk to you like you're my friend.
Are you watching TV?
What?
Are you watching TV? Saturday Night Live just started. Were you watching it?
Hey, he's watching gay porn. That's why he signed off so quick. Same to meat spin there, Mom. Lying piece of shit, man. What do you mean that don't have two faces? Well, he keeps saying that. He says the name. Ask him if he can name it something else.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Samantha. Is this Samantha?
No, it is not.
Oh, who's this?
And is this the person that keeps calling and asking about the fucking cat? And if you could stuff the fucking cat, don't call my house again.
Are you a man? You sound like a gay guy. Or are you a woman?
You know what? You can go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Don't call my house again.
Can I please have the cat and touch and kiss it and pet it and say, who'd you baba do you to it?
My girlfriend.
You know who she sounds like? You remember that guy Cyan Pranks I used to call the show a lot?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Yeah, so that little just kid. Like, so that little like, kid. He was from Florida, I think, wasn't he? Wasn't he from down there from, like, real close to our neighborhood, wasn't he? Springfield or some shit?
I don't know. He was just the gay kid that used to do prank calls and stuff, and he was never any good.
Yeah, he was from Florida, I think. Yeah. Wasn't he? I'm pretty sure he was, like, at Spring Hill. That's where he lived at.
No, that's someone else. Who was that guy? That's someone else you're talking about.
Well, I thought that was the same kid. Well, anyway, the other kid wasn't funny anyway.
No, Cyan Pranks sucked. That
he had a whole album of pranks, and
they all sucked. It was him. It was him doing blue iris soundboards, and then him with that voice, just like that lady you just heard. But he's a guy.
He was his own biggest fan, man. Yeah. And his little group of little punks. Kid was funny, man. Though it was funny. He tried hard.
He was all right. I don't know. He was kind of different. That kid.
Yeah, you know, I guess it appealed to his little group there, man, but I don't know. The rest of us didn't quite get it.
Here's a prank of his. It says Cyan Fuck Up. So I'm sure this is a bad prank. And tell me you don't think it sounds like the same person.
India Syndicate. Hey, how's it going? Is this the Indian place?
Yeah, that's the Indian place.
Okay, you guys do naan bread with the onions aside.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that some people, like, if you have trace amounts of peanuts, that they can actually, like, maybe choke on the food? Do you guys have peanuts at all that you cook with there?
Kind of.
I don't say that word.
Well, see, the problem is he's my roommate. I mean, you won't tell anybody that we're actually, like, in a relationship, kind of? Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any qualms about homosexuals and stuff like that?
Like,
He's my partner, you know? Like, we say roommate and
really? Hello? I'm sorry.
This is serious business, okay?
Okay, I understand this is serious business, but I'm here trying to take your order, not to listen to your serious
business. No, but wow, that is very nasty, very nasty. Look, we came in and we had food. We ordered some food today, right? Ma'am?
Where the fuck is Cyan in this call?
Please,
I don't know. I think someone might mix call up, man. That's your call there. I don't hear him at all unless he's actually background masturbating.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. And then we had a meal, and his throat is swollen up really bad.
When did you have the meal? I'm the chef here, please.
Yesterday.
Yo, I choked on your goddamn penis.
He's not doing too good. Okay, so what we want to know, if you can test, did you hang up? What'd you scare her off for, Cayenne? Cayenne pepper? God. I was going to be a good...
I guess you can hear his voice. He just came on and said something stupid.
Yeah, he was a weird kid, man. He tried, though, man. He's got some fans, actually, in the chat, man. That's pretty funny, man. Go.
He was always a nice guy, but his pranks never...
Yeah, he was a nice guy. I just didn't get it, man. That doesn't mean he wasn't funny to somebody else. So, more power to you, Cayenne, man. I hope you're doing well, man. Thanks for your laughs.
I used to call him Cayenne.
Somebody got laughs out of it.
I used to call him Cayenne, naked man. Look at Cyan. So one time I said faggot on the air and he sent me a message all upset.
He used to do like that gay thing. He'd like act real gay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Cyan Pranks? How are you? We haven't talked to you in a while. I was wondering what you've been up to and everything.
I do not know who you are.
You're Cyan. You were this really pinky-looking gay guy that used to talk to us all the time on the radio. Yeah?
No, I am not. And you better quit calling my fucking house.
This is the house or a cell phone? I didn't know.
This is a house phone, and I've got your Skype number right on it, so I will call the fucking cops if you call my fucking house again. Do you get it?
Call the Skype police. Do you want their phone number? The thing is, Skype. When the Skype caller ID, it comes up as Skype caller, I think, now. That's what they...
I guess. Say, I don't know what it's doing, man. You better call another number and sample. I don't know. That's all right. We'll get another...
Cayenne Pricks.
I like Cayenne, man. She sounds like she's doing pretty good. Well, Cayenne, man, you sound like you grew up to be a pretty decent young lady there.
Yeah, that's what the person said last week. Hello, Skype caller, because that's what comes up on the ID.
Skype that must caller. Be what it says, Skype caller.
I think I can set it, though. There's a link you can go to set your Skype caller ID to whatever you want. I gotta check that out. I think Brad knows what it is. Brad, if you know, hook me up with that.
I like those cards that we used to use, too. Those were fucking hilarious.
Hello? Oh, show them right up. Damn it. I'll give her a few minutes and call her again, because that lady's funny. That's the cat lady, everybody. Also known as Cayenne Pepper. Nooney reminding us there's a big horse meat scandal over in the UK. They're putting horse meat in the hamburgers. In the hamboo. That's bad, Milkman. I wouldn't.
Oh, man. Is that what happened to him, man? He said he wasn't feeling good. He had a stomachache, and that's why he was so cranky earlier.
What's the big deal? Man. They eat horse meat in France all the time, left and right. That's
man. That's like total. That's total UK cuisine, as far as I know.
In France.
The French trying to take over, man. They're trying to copy the UK's lead.
France is really big on the horse meat. I think you can get it in Canada, too, when I understand. Horse meat in some restaurants. No.
Man, I love horse burgers, man. When I go down to McDonald's, woo! have you tried that new, was it CBO or COB, or the cheddar bacon onion or something like that?
Cheddar bacon?
Onion, it's called CBO or COB or some hell like that.
What the fuck?
Got
where?
Cheddar on it.
At McDonald's?
Yeah. It's fucking bomb, dude. I was just like, I don't know. I was just hungry and it was on there and I was like, oh, I'll try it out. You know, I was like, fuck it. And it was actually pretty bomb, dude.
Oh, man. No, I don't know what the fuck that is. This is a McDonald's.
Yeah, if you
no,
go
no.
to a McDonald's, if you look for that CBO or COB or some hell like that, man, it was like cheddar. Bacon and grilled onion, I think, man. It's pretty fucking good, actually.
Well, it sounds good, Milkman. I'll have to look into that, bro. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But, you know, it's never going to make up for the mashed potato sandwich special, man. That's a Jack Masterson, you know, treasure recipe.
Ken says the McDonald's around where he lives have a narrow quarter pounder. That sounds good. You know, you ever have the angry Whopper?
They got that there, and they got that now, the Whopper.
The Angry Whopper.
The Whopper. Is that,
angry
yeah,
Whopper.
They like it.
Mm-hmm. It's got, like, those jalapeno coins on it, and Monterey Jack, like the spicy Jack. What's that called? Pepper Jack
good.
Cheese?
That one. It's good. Yeah, it's good. Got, like, guacamole or something kind of like on there, too.
They had a... During the summer, they have a guacamole, a California Whopper. I didn't like it. I don't know if they're going to bring it back this year. The Angry Whopper is seasonal. It comes out in the winter once a year. Because I first had it in 2009. McDonald's is doing this thing where they do, you know, they have some seasonal Whoppers. And yeah, last year that California Whopper was crap. I was real excited. I was like, all right, you know, avocado. It was avocado, I think, right? And pineapple, I think. Something like that. The California Whopper. I wasn't
that one. I don't think I tried, man. There is this really good one that Carl's had. It was the what the hell was it? But it had a pineapple on it, man. That son of a bitch was good. Teriyaki pineapple,
dude. Yeah, they got that at Red Robin, man. It's good as hell. You get that pineapple, that grilled pineapple on the fucking hamburger, you know, and they put teriyaki sauce on it. It's a Hawaiian burger, man. That's good.
Ooh,
it's good,
and
man.
The chat is wild, man. I guess we're giving Nunu the munchies.
Nunu's gonna be mad. He hates what we talk about.
He's got the munchies now, dude. Don't forget last week, Jeffrey Briegel, tell Carlito.
Jeffrey Briegel?
Kenners, you're gonna have to bring that up, man. I might not I'll be up to speed on Jeff completely on Jeffrey
Jeff
Briegel, but there's this character named Jeffrey Briegel, formerly of the San Francisco 49ers. You remember him?
Yeah, sure.
He's the one that got in a little bit of orneriness there and eventually lost his position.
Matt Tatio?
Huh?
Manteio. Did you hear? I talked to you about that last week. Did you follow up on that story? The fucking, the dumb fucking Samoan Notre Dame football player that they pranked him to make him think he had a girlfriend online. It wasn't really a girlfriend. Have you heard about it? You didn't?
Yeah, I heard about that, man. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I got to the details, but I've been hearing about it.
He's so fucking dumb. Katie Couric fucking interviewed him, and she's like, didn't you ever want to Skype with him or something? Like, Skype with your girlfriend? He's like, Yeah, man, I tried to FaceTime her, and every time, all that came up was a black box on the video, and she said she could see me, but I couldn't see her, like, and I didn't understand. It's a fucking retard, man. The guy thought it was...
genius, man.
Fucking smart. Yeah,
no wonder he's playing football, man. He's a genius.
He's
man.
A retard. He spent 2 years in love with a girl, and it was some dude pranking him the whole time. Yeah.
I can't see you. Can you see me? Oh, I wish I could see.
God, did you think after 2 years... You were like, bitch, I want to see you. I want to, see your video. I want to see I want to see some tits. Something like that, right? Why don't you be like, show me some fucking titties.
We got to have a peek here, man. We got to have a peek by now. Come on, honey. Yeah. I want to see model pictures.
God.
Yeah. You've got all the editions of pornography. You're not going to pull a fast one. You're going to have to send her a thing.
You remember Sweet Kisses and you thought it was a girl and then you went to see her and it was a guy? That was funny. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That's me.
Dane Green has been.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi. I was calling for Cyan. Is she there?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
There was a lady there. Her name is Cyan. She's a little older, and she was upset that I had called about the cat.
Dude, you're dumb as fuck.
No, man. I'm pretty smart. I got FaceTime.
No, man. You're pretty not smart.
Do you have FaceTime?
Dude, this is a home phone, fucking retard.
Can you turn on your FaceTime on your home phone so I can see the cat?
There is no fucking home. You're fucking dumb.
Can you turn on the webcam right now so I can see the cat while we're on the line?
You are dumb as fuck if you think a phone has a webcam, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, because my iPhone has a webcam on it.
That's not a home phone, is it, stupid ass?
I'm on the iPhone right now.
Well, that's cool. You can be on an iPhone. I don't give a one flying fuck, but this is a home phone, not an iPhone.
Well, turn on the webcam. There's a button on there.
You are one dumb motherfucker. You keep on saying that.
Look, you're so stupid you don't even know your phone. All the phones have cameras on them now.
Not home phones, retard.
Oh, so it's like a phone, like an old home phone?
It's just fucking retard.
I know it is.
Hey,
ask
her.
Trying to wake up babies in a fucking house.
The cats aren't babies, lady. They're not. They're just.
No, I have fucking kids, stupid motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you keep on calling, and it's gonna wake my fucking kids up.
Who did you fuck? Who would let you? Who would open their legs for you to put your retard hillbilly dick in? Yeah, my dead mom.
Yeah.
My dead mom. You called her, and then you fucked that body.
Yeah, dude, I'm into necrophilia.
Yeah, you know my your mom warned me about you.
I kill your motherfucking ass! I'll fuck you.
Oh yeah, there you go. What's up, girl? You got top or bottom? Mm. Yeah. What's up? Can I talk to her again?
No. Don't talk about my mom like that again.
Hey, big mama, what's up? We got big hairy pussy. Big fat hairy pussy.
That's real funny, ain't it?
Hey, ask her how to turn your webcam on. I want to see her. I want to see her tits. Your mom's tits.
Dude, you're fucking stupid.
Can I see your mom's tits? Have you ever seen them?
You call back one more goddamn time, and I will call the cops. They will find your stupid ass. Trust me.
You said that the last two times.
You're all over my home phone.
I'm all over it. I'm all over you, baby. Trust me, I'll be
you're
all over you.
Retarded.
Don't take but a minute for him to fucking locate your Skype number and see who the fuck you are, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, they're going to locate it by looking at the caller ID. You're so stupid, of course they locate it. But seriously, talking about being all over, I would be all over you, you know?
You were run down, motherfucker.
I play Spanish guitar in front of you and turn you on. I play dominoes.
And now you're being gay.
I play dominoes. I'm talking to your mom, dumbass. Get out of the way.
That's not what you're saying, dude. I'm on the phone and you're fucking talking to me
she
like
hears
that.
Me.
That's
she hears
a little gay on
time.
Your part.
Why are you
homo?
Why are you getting in between me and your mom? I want to be your new daddy.
Yeah, you'd get your fucking ass stomped if you tried to be my new daddy.
How would you feel if you had a new brother or sister? Would you be all right with that?
I'd whoop their ass just because they'd be along with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that? All right. Well, what if, like, what if I whooped your kid's ass?
I dare you to even try to touch my kids, and I'll fucking kill you.
No, I'm not
going to. Goddamn
stand. I'm not going to touch them. Yeah, I'm just going to scare them a little bit.
Yeah, give me the phone.
I'm in the shit. Listen. Hello. Is the lady on the phone yet?
Yeah, the lady's on the phone.
Well, you said to give her the phone. Did you? Were you going to say something to insult me or stop me from bothering you? What was going to happen?
I don't know who the fuck you are, and quite frankly, I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
I'm hanging up the phone. I am calling the police, and they will find you.
Okay. All right.
And you will get in trouble for harassment.
What do you think they'll do? I mean, is it going to be serious?
I'm pretty sure it will be.
Oh, will the consequences never be the same?
And what do you think those are, you stupid buck?
I don't. Do you think it's a misdemeanor, or what do you think it is? Like a felony, maybe, or a misdemeanor? I don't know. What do you think?
You know, I'm not even going to waste my breath on you.
Look, don't blackmail me, all right?
I'm turning my phone off so you can't fuck with me no more.
I don't give you permission to do that.
Holy shit, we better leave her alone, dude. She's hot, man. I think she's about ready to get off, dude.
She got her panties wet now.
She's turn on your webcam. Oh, good webcam, my boob. The whole phone.
Her breeches are wet now, man.
Oh, God.
Leave her alone, dude. You sound a little bit happy. Yeah, smile.
Consequences will never be the same. All right, we'll call there again later.
Felony or misdemeanor. That was a good point, man. I never, ever would have thought that. You heard it right here. In the mouth. 9.6 the mouth. Do-do-do.
I got a lady offering early bird daycare, 24 hours, 7 days a week. We'll negotiate with pricing. Her ad is all in caps.
Oh, wow.
She also says she is not
is
licensed.
Is it really?
Yeah. Is it? Really?
All in caps. Cool.
I'm going to talk to her like that. And she's not licensed, milkman. That sounds really safe. All right. Let's give her a call. This is big. I don't know her name.
I'm all right, Doc.
Let me bring the mic up to my mouth here.
So. Music until your party answers the phone.
Oh, yeah. Lady Gaga. That's what I want watching my kids, a little monster.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 417.
You know, for the longest time when I first heard that song, I thought it said fuck her face. Fuck her face. Fuck her face. I was like, oh my god, they're playing this on regular radio.
The music until your party answers the phone.
Oh my god, it's poker face.
Read my poker face, bitch. I really don't want to talk to you when you're in the song. Put it back on.
Your call has been forwarded to.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, if I was calling for that kind of service daycare and I heard that she was listening to Lady Gaga, or she likes Lady Gaga so much that she put it on her ringback number or ringback song, I wouldn't do that. Can't trust that, man. Hey, Milkman, look, Monte Teo's on the line. Hey, Big Ken.
Jeffrey Briegel.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You know, that, Jeffrey Briegel thing was from that guy last week who was trying to barter a rent for sex. Remember you made the panty soup for the homeless and fed it to him?
What? I don't remember that. I kind of remember that now.
You said you used to feed the homeless the panty soup and then you went home and jerked off about it.
I used to make panty soup. Alright, I remember that now. Yeah, I can't laugh too much because I go into coughing fits.
went and tried to get Milkman to talk to him, but all the fucking guy would do is repeat, Jeffrey Briegel. Jeffrey, how are you?
Oh, yeah, now I remember. He kept saying that weird shit.
Weird
yeah.
Guy. That dude was, he was game, dude. He was like, he was asking how many sex units, man, do you require?
Yeah.
That dude got into it, man.
You were offering like, you were offering 60 sex units a month to fucking live there.
He said five a day. That's his first answer.
I remember now because I
still came out with five a week.
Yeah, no, I remember now that Milkman, you said what was it? Oh, you had told her, you told him your name was Jeffrey Briegel. That's all you said, and it gives him Jeffrey Briegel. Jeffrey, yeah, I remember now. We lost one.
Sounded like him. That's why I said that. He sounded like Jeffrey Briegel. I didn't want to say another word, dude, because this guy was really, really freaky, man.
Then
like,
he had Carlito call that one guy and tell him that he wanted to move in as soon as possible because Lysol was stealing his shit. The nuns were letting him into his stuff at the homeless shelter.
He's like, I can't help you. I can't. That was some weird shit, too. That was a good one. Shit. You know what? The Madhouse stream just dropped, and I know why. Because the fucking bill didn't get paid again. God damn it. I know why. Shit.
I'm pretty sure it's Dirty Aaron's fucking fault.
No, it's not. I gotta play
it's DTT, man. He's at it again.
He's pranking us again? That bastard.
Alright, man.
That fucking little monkey. Again, man. this happens
ever,
once a month.
We never lose our betrayal.
Every time with this Skype, this Shoutcast provider for the Madhouse stream, I set up a fucking automatic PayPal payment. They don't recur the payment. They don't do it. They send me one email notice, like, right at midnight saying, this is your first delinquency notice. Please pay this in 10 days. And then they shut it off at midnight exactly. Like, that. It's a fucking retarded company. Anyway. For those who are listening on Blue Planet and Cacti and on the YouTube stream, hang on because I gotta fix I gotta pay a bill to get Madhouse stream back on. Listen to this salvage yard prank call by Reclude. I'll be right back.
Help you.
Hey, sir, you guys want a salvage yard?
Pardon?
Hello, you guys want a salvage yard out there with cars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, my girl Francine took my car out there. I just got a divorce from my ex, and I think my car's out there. I think she was going to put it through the crusher she was talking about. What's going on?
Pardon?
She was going to put it through the crusher out there.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure it's not there, you know what I mean? Because she said she was going out to Shag Nasty's and going to put it in the crusher. You guys got like a magnet and a big crusher out there or something? Maybe she's lying, but I just want to make sure because...
Well, no, I have a crusher come in once by once.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When did it come in last?
Oh, it's been a while. What kind of car was it?
It was a Buick. It's got off my mom. She put that goddamn thing down there. I tell you what, I just want to come down there and make sure it's not there, you know? I mean, when's the last time the crusher was there? Maybe you got it in there in the lot.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks, but how often do you get cars in there?
Well, I get cars in there all the time.
What's that?
What year Buick and model?
Listen, I know you got it. Listen, I mean, I know you're just trying to jerk me around, so listen, let's get to the point.
No, I'm not trying to jerk you around. I'm trying to determine whether I have it or not.
That's fine, but listen, I'm going to come down because...
All right, Brett, hang on. Again, I'll be right back. I got to go run and get my wallet so I can pay this. Give me a second. Fucking company.
Open the door for me. You got a gate down there or something? Where you guys at?
I'm not opening it tonight.
You got it off of Highway 5, or where you guys at?
We're off of Highway 2, but I'm not opening it
Highway 2, okay. That's close enough. Well, listen, I'll just stop by because I really need that car. I mean, she's, I know my wife got it down there.
You'll be wasting your time because I won't let you back here tonight.
What's that?
You come down, come around tomorrow in the daylight hours after 10, and
I can't wait, John. I got to go to my parents because I'm late for Thanksgiving. So I'll be right down. My name is Richie
Randall.
I'm not
going to let you in the backfield.
What's that?
You're going to wait. You'll be wasting your time because I'm not going to be opening the
gate. Well, this doesn't matter. I'm going to get in. I'm like MacGyver when it comes to that stuff.
Don't sit here and threaten me on the phone.
I'm not threatening. I'm just going to
come
in and get my car.
Business hours and I'll be
it's my car. Listen, it's my goddamn car. I'm going to come get it. And nobody's going to stop me because I'm Richie Randall. Do you know who I am?
Who?
You ever heard of Richie Randall?
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Exactly. So I'm coming down to get my car.
It's not going to hear me any. I'm not going to.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to say that I got connections here with the mayor.
I don't give a damn what connections you have.
I know his street supervisor.
I'm trying to be nice to you now, and now you're starting to piss me off.
Well, listen, I don't have time for this. I need my Buick, and I'm going to my mommy's house, and nobody's going to stop me. I'm going to be right down there. And I'm not trying to get violent. I'm not a violent person.
What was your name again, Richie?
I'm a musician, and I don't get violent.
What was your name again?
Do you have a junkyard dog in there? Because my name is Richie Randall.
What was your name again?
Richie Randall.
God damn it.
And I'll be right down here, and we're going to get my Buick, and I'll pay you $100, and that's final. There's nothing going to happen.
Then we'll have a problem.
Well, that's fine. We'll have a problem. I'm going to jump the gate or something. I mean, I got to... Better not have no junkyard dog. I'll sue you. My daddy's a lawyer.
Well,
you better open that goddamn gate.
You better be worried about me.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't worried about nothing, because I got a can of mace, and if you come after me, I'll mace you, and I'm going to run in the gate, I'm going to get my car, I'm going to bust through the gate, because nobody's stopping me. I'm going home.
That's good. He's like, don't get, what did he say, don't get rude to me?
Yeah,
he's like, he heard it. Richie must be famous.
Excuse me, help you. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Buick in there? My brother Richie's got a Buick in there, and I just want to know if I can come pick it up.
Well, nobody's coming here tonight.
I've already told him
that I've been really nice, and I'm really...
Listen.
Don't like to search today.
It's my brother Richie. And
well,
he's
if he
really
comes up,
nobody's
coming here tonight.
No.
What's coming here tonight?
It doesn't matter. Keep his ass away from here, because if he comes up here tonight, he's going to jail.
Our dad's a lawyer. Doesn't matter.
There you go, bastard.
Nobody's going to jail. We got
well,
enough
money
to pay anybody
off. I don't want him up here threatening me and my dog.
No, I'm not trying to. We just want to get the
phone. No,
no. Reclude, calling, report immediately.
It's okay. Let us in the door.
Just like I told him, my business hours are from 10
to 12. Let us in the door. It's okay. Just open the gate.
Call up before you come.
No, nobody says anything. We're just going to open the gate for us. It's okay.
No.
Everybody be
no.
happy.
All right.
Just open the
Hold
gate.
It now.
Open
All right.
The
this
gate.
Is the only way I'll do it. You hear it? You listening to me?
Okay, yeah.
You call the sheriff's office. You come up here with a deputy. Then we'll go into the backfield. But if you show up without a deputy, somebody's going to jail.
Do you understand me? Okay, yeah.
Hey,
we're showing up.
I don't like being threatened. I don't like my dog being threatened, and I don't like
my buddy.
My house
I tell you what. What about a city cop?
Well, there ain't no city cop that'll come out here because Newport is a sheriff's department. You'll have to call and make
well,
a
actually,
to have a
actually, my sister is a state trooper, so maybe she can come out. But listen, it's okay. Just open the gate for us, okay?
I want a uniformed officer in a patrol car.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
If there's not, then I'm going to have my gun in my hand. Do I make myself clear? And I will not take any crap.
Listen,
and I will
buddy,
not be threatened.
I got Kevlar. I used to live in England.
I don't give a damn what you got, mister. I don't know what the problem is between your brother and his girlfriend, but it's not something that's worth all this bullshit. You follow me?
Listen.
You come up here in a peaceful mood with an officer, and I'll go in there tonight, and I'm going out of my way for this.
It's going to happen.
But if you don't show up with an officer, you're going to get turned around or go to jail.
Holy shit. No, we're not going to jail. We got a connection. So listen, let me spell it out for you. What's going to happen is my ex and this, alright, I blew my cover. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is you're coming down and we're going to get my Buick. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, and nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay.
I tell you, I got a mace. And I got a Kevlar. Nobody's shooting me.
Right.
And I got a Doberman Pinscher too or something. And you don't need to see
right.
it. It'll be in the car. I'm not bringing it out.
You
want to
threaten me? Fine. You
I'm
come up that
out.
Driveway without an officer with you, and I'm going to start shooting immediately. Do I make myself clear? And I don't give a fuck if I kill you or not. You understand
what do you
me?
Want to be angry for? I don't understand, man.
Why me to be angry? Jesus Christ, your brother threatened me, and now you're threatening me, and I'm not supposed to get angry?
Listen, buddy.
You don't come to my house and do this kind of shit. You want to be civilized, fine. If you not want to be civilized, you want to come up here and threaten me, I'm going to start shooting.
Holy shit.
I survived Vietnam, goddammit. I can survive this. So if you want to have it out, you just come up here and threaten me. That's all it's going to take.
I will not
I'm a fast
bullshit.
Runner.
Every vehicle I have on this property, I have paperwork for.
Well, Jesus H. Christ, you don't have to be an asshole.
No, you're the one that's being the asshole threatening me with mace and a fucking dog and shooting me and shit, just like your fucking brother. Now, I suggest you wait until daylight, because you don't want to come up here now. Because I don't give a damn. No matter, I don't give a fuck if you bring the whole damn state patrol office and every officer in the goddamn state up here with you. You're not going to be allowed to be on this property. Period.
Well, Jesus, say,
do I make myself clear
now?
You
don't have to be an asshole. I'm going to come. You know what? I think it's bullshit. I totally think you're bluffing. I'm just going to go get my Buick, okay? And nobody's going to do anything.
You can come up here and try it, because I've already got the sheriff's department on their way up here.
Oh, bullshit. What'd you do? Would you instant message him on the internet? That's bullshit. Would you get him on the CB?
No, I called him.
When did you call him?
If you
want to
come up this driveway, be my guest.
When's your fucking call?
Would you send him a telegram?
Would you sell him a telegram? Stop. Richie Randall's about to get his Buick. Stop. Please come soon. Stop. I mean, what are you going to do, buddy? Can you wrestle?
I'm done talking.
State camping.
You're not welcome on this property. You're not welcome on this property, nor is your brother.
I don't give a shit. My
Buick's
here.
You come on this property, you're going to jail. And if you come up here tonight, it's going to make it even a hell of a lot.
I tell you what, you think I'm leaving without my Buick? You're crazy, man. Francine's not doing this to me. I know you're all in shit.
You think I have your Buick? You waste
Jesus Christ,
right
it's
out.
Thanksgiving.
Come up here
it's
like a man.
It's Thanksgiving, asshole. It's
don't come up here like an asshole. Don't come up here like an asshole and threatening me.
God damn it.
If I have your vehicle, it'll still goddamn well be here tomorrow. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to come as a pizza delivery guy. That's where I'm going to come at. You're not going to know what it is. And then I'm going to run and get my Buick.
No, you're not.
You're goddamn right.
If I have that vehicle back there, it is there tonight. It will not go anywhere tonight. I'll guarantee you that.
Shit.
I'm trying to be reasonable. You want to come up here with an officer? Fine. But I want that officer's vehicle in front and have them call me before they come up my driveway. Because if a vehicle comes up my driveway and I don't recognize it as an officer, I'm going to consider it you. And whoever's in that vehicle is going to have a gun pointed at them. And I'll be meaning business.
That's bullshit.
Do I make myself clear?
Dude, you just pissed off, and that's bullshit. You know goddamn well.
You're goddamn right I'm pissed off, and I got every right to be pissed off.
You know goddamn well you're not going to shoot anybody.
Well,
that's it, boy. I called
you
bluff.
Next moves
I got you. I got you. I know you're not going to shoot anybody. I'm just going to drive right up that fucking shit. I'm going to open the gate. I've never even been here. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to go, and I'm going to get my car. I mean, you can't take it from me legally. I got the title. It's not even in the glove box. I got you. You think you can take it from me?
You don't come up here without a deputy. Pure and simple.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll come there with a safety town police officer.
If you make any moves that I think is threatening, I will shoot.
First it's coming to the driveway. Now it's to make a threatening move. What's next, huh?
Just getting out of your goddamn car is going to be enough for me.
You think you're a tough guy? Tell you what, why don't you fight like a man? You have your gun on you. I mean, seriously, you want to wrestle? You want to wrestle, buddy?
I'll kill you for three years. I'd kill you. I'd just as soon kill you and get it over with.
That's bullshit.
I'm not going to be fighting on the goddamn ground with people anymore. So I'll just kill you. There ain't going to be no fist fight. I guarantee you that. Now, you want to come up my driveway and threaten me?
You know, Kung Fu, I guarantee you don't. Neither do I. It's bullshit.
Well,
you know what? Guns equal pussy, other than the army you're hunting. I tell you that. That's what it means.
your brother's name is
Richie
Randall?
Guns is pussy. I tell you
what. What's your name,
Bobby Easton. My name is Richie Randall.
Cliff Randall?
God damn it, my name is Richie Randall, and I'm tired of this shit. I'm getting my car. I'm just going to drive right up your fucking driveway. And if you don't like it, you call the cops, and they're going to be right by my side, and we're going to get the goddamn car. We're going home, we're going to see Mommy, and we're fucking 10 hours late, and it's bullshit, and nobody's getting in my way. I tell you what, I got a Kevlar, I got mace,
To place a call, press 1 to listen to...
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Bitches. Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Hang on, I'm wrapping it up. I think I got it fixed. I was trying to find part 2 of that prank here while that was going through, and I couldn't find it, man. sucks. I need a few more minutes to get things streaming again.
I got a nice little clip I put there, the link in Skype chat will make you giggle there, Carlito.
A giggle? Really?
Yeah, he talks about your buddy.
Will it go tee-hee-hee? Like that?
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm all for that. All right, here's
That was a great rec food call, man. That's a classic, dude. Man, I sure miss him.
I do too, man. He doesn't want to be on anymore, you know?
Oh, he was fun, though, man. He really knew how to do those losers out, man. You know, what's funny is because he lived really close to that guy, so he knew exactly what to do to bug him.
Here's one called Jack Masterson's Heart Attack Burger. I think this is me in Hollywood. Oh. Let's see.
Oh, this is a classic.
It's not playing. Never mind. Some of these pranks won't play. I'm fixing some stuff.
I haven't heard
up.
A good Jack in a while.
Yeah.
What's that one where he's on the stretcher, man?
On
I forget the
stretcher.
Name of that one.
He's on the stretcher. I don't remember that, man.
Remember he gets all, he needs that incline like stretcher so he can like
I don't know.
What
he's,
the fuck is
he's always yeah, got, you, he's always got a problem.
Incline like a stretcher.
Jack Masterson always
my favorite
problem.
Jack Masterson is when he called Red Robin and wanted all the all-you-can-eat fries.
All-you-can-eat french fries, yeah.
French fries. The Grand Slam calls are always good, too, man. Those never end, ever cease to be fun.
Grand Slam calls.
Yeah, remember you always call in for the Grand Slam? Like,
he calls in too late, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why Jack doesn't figure that out, either. He's another idiot. Yeah.
He's always ever an opportunist, you know.
How many french fries do you have on the premise? I want garbage bags full of fries.
he was gonna back up a pickup truck and he wanted it full.
Yeah, he was too big to come in. They were like, well, you know, for your curbside service. Yeah. He's like, I want you to fill my pickup truck full of fries.
Yeah, poor Jack, man. He's always got something going on. All right, listen to this.
He gets better.
Here's a heart attack burger.
Yeah, is this the restaurant with the burgers?
I'm sorry?
Is this the restaurant that has the burgers?
We do have burgers.
Hang on, I don't have a big enough penis in my mouth. Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Sorry?
You hear me now?
I don't have a big enough penis in my mouth.
Wait, what the fuck?
I just caught that. That's funny.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. You guys do takeout orders?
We do.
Do you have call ahead seating at all? Like, if I call ahead, will you seat me?
Are you talking about this evening, or?
Well, I'm gonna call, and I wanna tell you what kind of burgers I want. And then, like, you do the curbside thing, or?
No, we don't do that.
So I have to come
Sorry.
In? Do I have to come in?
No, but we do just regular calling where you can come in and pick it up.
Oh, yeah, like takeout, so.
Uh-huh.
I was just working out is what I'm saying, you know? I'm sorry for breathing so hard. I've been working out, you know?
Right.
I'm Jack Masterson. You want to take my order?
Sure, one minute, please.
All right. Is this me? Is this the lady? Who am I talking to now? Can you speak up, Val?
What?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't really hear you.
It's kind of loud. I'm trying to get takeout seating, but if you can't hear me, there's no sense to doing this because your phone sucks.
Okay, hold on one second. Hello.
Who is this?
This is Kate.
Hi.
Hello.
You sound like you're a person of authority.
I'm not, but what do you need?
Alright, we're back
I'm trying to make an order for takeaway.
Right, okay. And what would you like?
Your burgers. What is your biggest burger?
What is the biggest burger? They're all the same size.
Okay, well, they're
quarter. Now we're back on. Should we listen? Now I want to hear this prank, but we got 7 more minutes in it here. Now I'm invested
save,
in this.
Save the remainder for maybe when we go to break, huh?
No, I want to hear this.
No break.
If I remember correctly, Jack Masterson starts complaining about chest pains.
This is the one, yeah, where he's exercising, he's got the munchies, man, and they're telling him to stop.
He's obviously having a heart attack, but he thinks the cure is get something to eat.
He's like, what do I do? Yeah,
I think if I eat something, I'll feel better. And the one guy's like, I think there's a guy in here who's like, oh, buddy, I think you should go to the hospital, man. Hang on, let me fast forward. Let me see if I get to that part at least. He's like, I think you should probably go to the hospital, man.
Two of those 1.5-pound burgers, with the patties, I want them stacked, like two in each one, you know, so like a whole pound.
Yeah, let's go.
You want two in one bun.
Yeah, this is the guy. This is the guy, yeah.
Oh, there it is again. Oh, God. I can't hear.
Maybe you should call a doctor.
I'm sure after I eat, I'll feel a lot better. It's a huge pressure on my chest. It just started. I've lost like 40 pounds in the last month. And I don't know if you heard of me. I'm Jack Masterson. I was in the Sentinel the other week. And had actual talk about me losing weight. I've been working out as much as I can. 18 hours a day almost just up.
18 hours a day.
Oatmeal. And I started getting this pain in my chest. I say, forget this shit. You know, I'm just going to get myself a burger and, you know, let it be, whatever happens. I never had a pain like this before. Oh, God. It's like my jaw is almost like... It feels like I'm heartbroken. I've never been broken hearted before. Maybe that's what it is, man. Oh, God.
Why don't you hang out with me and call it?
I hope he makes it.
Oh, God. I can drive down there. I don't think it's safe for me to be walking around, though, you know?
Yeah, I want you to hang up on me. Call for 911 for the ambulance.
I'll get to that. I'm going to drive myself to the hospital, I think. Oh, God. I'm going to stop by, you know... You don't do the curbside takeaway real quick?
I don't think eating was going to help you. I think you should hang up and then call an ambulance.
Oh!
To take you to the doctor.
Oh, God. Hang on. I got it now.
The fuck?
That's much better right there. Hey, you got any toilet paper? Much better now. I think maybe I just little blog back there. It helps me to talk about it while I'm doing it sometimes. Could you hear the echo? I put some mattress up in the bathroom.
Are you gonna order any food?
Huh?
Are you gonna order any food?
So relieved.
No, I'm just calling to give you a waste your time and make you put your resources somewhere else other than manning your staff. That's what I do. That's my job, dude. That's what I do. That's my MO. You don't like it? You got a problem?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do about it? You got any bread? You want some bread? How much bread you want? I'll give you some bread. Hey, Dieter. What's your name, boy? No bread. Bread going once? All right, that's it.
No bread. All right.
That's a classic.
You want some bread. He was taking a shit the whole time, milkman. Get it? All right. Well, we're back.
So relieved at the end, though. You're so refreshed, you know. That's the beauty of it.
Taking a shit makes you refreshed, man. And then what you do, you don't.
You feel like a whole weight has been lifted off of you, man.
Then what you do, you go right into the shower. You don't wipe your ass. You just clean it in the shower.
Bidet action, man. You're just going to swirl it around a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's call the two-faced cat people again.
Oh, dude, no, don't do it, dude. That was good, dude. We gotta leave him alone. I don't think, really. That's my recommendation.
Let's
find a new one.
No, that's cool. Ken, you talk to them, Ken, because you're a different person, so, you know.
Don't do it, man. Come on, man. Do a new one, man.
You shouldn't
on,
pick
do a new one, man. Trust me, man. She's pissed. You're going to be waiting for it. Oh, God, don't do it.
You're becoming a wimp, milkman.
I know. Yes, call them.
Hello?
Fuck you.
No, they hang up.
Well, I thought she was going to plug the phone. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's been ringing and ringing and ringing. Lying.
Lying little bitch. All right, cool.
And she got a little bit.
Hey, click that link in Skype chat there.
Oh, you got a link in Skype chat. You did Skype chat. That's right. So play this on the air. Ken says, Mad Real World. Hey, Lysol. This is the Lysol. Yeah, this is where I got Lysol from, by the way. And I meant to mention this last week. But yeah, this clip here is where I got Lysol from. Because he just looks funny. This, whenever I do the Lysol prank, I imagine that this is what the Lysol who's after me looks like. The big beard, the James Harden beard, you know what I mean?
And you had sex with Katie!
Wait a minute, you got that all wrong. I ain't have sex with Katie. Lysol had sex with Katie. I just filmed it.
Hair tiring. You had sex with me too.
Correction. I had sex with Katie.
The part that I like, if you've seen that episode, The Mad Real World of the Dave Chappelle Show, when they first show Lysol, it's pretty funny.
When they like, my boy, just get out the pen. We need the room.
He goes, all right, I'll leave. And like, no, you leave Katie here. And the little bitch says she wants to leave. Stay too. With Lysol, and that's fucked up, man. You know, my poor guy. Didn't they end up stabbing his? They ended up stabbing his dad and everything in that episode.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Funny thing is, when they premiered that episode, MTV blocked it, and they didn't replay that episode for like a few months because MTV was in litigation for them not to show it again because they said it portrayed the real world in a negative light. Like, yeah, okay. Like, the real world isn't rife with negativity and drunkenness and fights and stuff like that. Yeah, that was a stretch. Dave Chappelle, man. Rest in peace, Dave Chappelle. Hey, let's keep going. Dave Chappelle isn't dead. A woman offering to be a date night babysitter. Here we go. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you get your babysitter. You ever come over on date night? You know, you ever had that date, babysitter fantasy, milkman? I'm into that, man. Babysitter porn. Howard Stern watches babysitter porn. He's always talking about it. Babysitter porn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Babysitter porn. So drink it there, boy. Pepsi Max.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I understand you're looking. You've got a woman there who's offering to be the babysitter for date night.
Okay, yeah, that would be me and my wife.
Oh, both of you?
Yes.
All right. So, would it just be her coming over, or how does it work?
No, you'd actually be bringing your children to us.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, I thought it was something where like the babysitter came over and we would have a date. Because I'm into pornography. There's like babysitter porn, you know, where it's like you have a
family. No, I don't fucking think so, bud.
You know the fantasy about where the babysitter comes over and she's like, oh.
I don't care what kind of fucked up shit you're into.
Uh huh.
But that's not gonna be my wife, dude.
No, but it says here that it's for dates with a date night babysitter.
Yeah, it's a date night babysitter.
That's what I'm saying. She comes over.
That means that you and your person that you're with go out on a date
with the babysitter.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My wife's into girls too, so it might be, you know.
I don't give a fuck.
Did you want to watch?
No.
Oh, have you?
You nasty motherfucker! Lose my number.
Have you ever shared like anybody, your wife, with anybody?
No. We don't share.
You don't swing.
And dude, I know your number.
Uh huh.
If you don't hang up now.
Now
I will file this with the police.
But it's just it. You can't file
no,
the police.
No, that's illegal, dog.
What's illegal about being sexual?
I have said no. You're pushing it. That's when it's considered harassment.
I'm not pushing it yet. I haven't. You know, she's not.
I
here
said
yet.
No. No, you're not listening.
Can I just put the head in?
I said no. That's not what the ad's about.
What about just the tip?
Excuse me.
What about just the tip?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? Just the head?
Do you not understand what I'm saying?
Look, just the head. Just the head in. That's it. You know?
Okay, I'll just go ahead and call local PD and just file this in with harassment.
Why? Well, because I made a mistake? I thought you were looking for the
No,
babysitter.
Because I've sat here and said no, that it's for child care, you nasty motherfucker.
That's disgusting. That's illegal right there. I can get you on that if you want your wife to sleep with children and stuff. That's disgusting. Dates with children.
It's child care.
All right.
Babysitter for people's children.
Okay, I was mistaken. Well, I need that too, though.
I'm almost finished. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello?
Only someone like yourself and your little sausage fest you got going on would take it nasty.
Well, I want the legitimate thing, then. Can she babysit my... oh, my God. Date night.
Sausage packing fest, huh?
Because Ken's over there sausaging it up. That was funny. We have
is that Patty's or Link, sir?
We have another number for them, so let's call it. They put two numbers in their ad.
The hot Italian. I believe he prefers the hot Italian.
He was really pissed off about that. Oh my god.
Hot.
Well, you could see the mistake. I was like, yeah, I thought that, you know, the girl comes over and plays babysitter, and then you know, boom, 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 boom.
Fat club is going.
Ken, that's awesome. I love that voice, man. We need to come up with a character name for that voice.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I was looking for the babysitter to come over.
Wrong number.
Oh, is this the guy again? Hello? Is this, that's the wife's number, isn't it? That's the wife's
you
number.
You had the wife in the background.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's him. Yeah, Ken, we need a name for your... Well, we just do Ken Kniff, I guess. I don't know. Is that who you base that off of? Ken Kniff, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But then your name is Ken, so that's silly.
We'll change it up to Alejandro.
Oh, you're drinking a Still Reserve, man. That's... You can chew that beer. That's crazy. It is cheap, though, man. Whoa, 99 cents for a 24-ounce can. That's cheaper than I've ever seen it. Like, I've seen it cheap in Florida, but not 99 cents for a 24-ounce. That's pretty good. Man.
By the time you get tax on it and then you get, like, bottle deposit, it's about $1.16 a can. But, yeah, still pretty cheap.
That's still pretty cheap. Yeah, Still Reserve, man. All right. Oh, man. Ken Kniff from Connecticut. That's funny, Bestis. That's probably KDK. That's funny. I never thought of that. I never thought of that. How appropriate. Ken Kniff is from Connecticut, isn't he? All right. Wow. Dude, Dweebo says it's 20 cents for a 40-ounce over there. Oh, you're lying. Come on, don't be silly, oh, Dweebo. No one's buying a 20
man,
cent,
what the hell is 40 that?
Ounce.
That must be pissed. That couldn't be beer, man.
Holy shit. 20 ounce 40s? 20 cents for a 40? Dude. That's less than a penny an
dude,
ounce.
Cat piss. Carbonated cat piss. That's probably totally piss.
That's 2 ounces for a penny. I wouldn't drink that. Who's selling that to you? That's some counterfeit stuff. Holy shit. Alright. Let's continue. With more calls. That guy was awesome, man. Alright, I'm going to try his first number again, because that guy was too funny. Maybe we should save him, too. Just call him every week confused. Like, yeah.
Yeah, touch back briefly, you know. He's a nice one to continue to develop his character.
We need to groom him and his wife, you know.
Just a mat up gently.
Groom him. Oh god. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the babysitter that comes over and we take pictures?
No. It's not.
Oh.
And just so you know.
Yeah, what happened? Did you do it?
I have local PD coming over. I have your number. I have your name.
Oh, what's my name?
Huh?
What's my name?
Somebody's going to do a gangbang. Oh, shit.
You're bringing the cops over, too, to watch your wife?
Yeah, they're on my way to my house right now,
They're going
to
watch your wife and me together, too? You're freaky, man. That's hot.
No, I'm going to file harassment charges.
Oh, okay. Well, you come over first and watch things, all right? You can be in the room and watch.
That's all right, bud. You and your sausage fest have fun, bud.
All right, yeah, man.
Hi.
Local PD is coming over there. Right. They're coming over to
Skype. He's trying now to take over our chat. He's connected to our chat.
Is he? All right. We got George driving to Pittsburgh from Springfield, Missouri on Sunday morning is offering to give people a ride. There you go. Milkman, you should get on that, man.
There you go. 10-4.
How random is that? If anyone needs a ride to Pittsburgh from Missouri, I'm your guy. Yeah, okay. That sounds weird, yeah.
Only pay half of the fuel bill.
Here's another prank I remember. And you remember when Reclu did the prank where he said he was talking really creepy and he called the girl at the gas station who was by herself and he was saying He was saying, like, I'm not from this part of town, but I saw you and you're hot. And she's like, okay. And you know what I'm talking about? He was like, this is the perfect night. The perfect night. Yeah, that prank is funny. I want to hear that. You know what I'm talking about? I think, Ken, you like that prank. I think you've talked about that before, Ken. Perfect night. That's an awesome prank. Yeah. Anyway, maybe we'll play that later in the show. All right. Here's the guy driving from Missouri to Pittsburgh. That's a long drive, isn't it? Missouri to Pennsylvania. It's pretty well. That's pretty far. Pretty far.
Damn, that right there would probably be 2 days. Every bit of it.
Oh man.
Three. Hello, George.
Yeah. Hi. I understand you're doing a trip to Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
For the gay convention.
Yes, sir.
For the gay homosexual convention.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's where I was headed.
That's right.
It's on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. There's a gay convention. How much are you charging for the ride?
I wasn't charging anything, but I'm not going for that reason.
Oh, no, but you know, you don't have to go. You just give me a ride to Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what kind of car do you have?
I have a Chrysler Sebring.
A Chrysler Sebring, that's cool. All right, that's good. Is a leather interior?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. I really like the feel of leather on my skin, so that works out perfect. Is there anyone else coming with you already? Is it just me and you? Or you hung up. I like the feel of leather.
When you said Chrysler Sebring, you should have been, ooh, Chrysler Sebring, I love it.
Hey, don't forget to tell them about me, girlfriend.
That's not as good as a Dodge Stratus, guys. All right.
Stratus rules.
Strat is the best car ever created.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Old 90s vintage, man. George Brewster.
Like, I was thinking the other day, like, see, Ken, you bring something up. I was thinking the other day at work, I was like, little weird things that I say on the show that people, I wonder if people know where I get them from, like the Lysol. That's why I was thinking about the Lysol prank we did recently, and I was like, I wonder if people know, majority of people know, that that's from the Chappelle show, the whole Lysol thing. And, like, that thing, I drive a Dodge Stratus, that's from Saturday Night Live. From 1995, I want to say. Will Ferrell said that in a sketch. He was like some angry father at the dinner table, and he kept saying, I drive a Dodge Stratus. He kept yelling it at his daughter. Like, it's like some big bullshit.
I think I know which one you're talking about, actually.
Yeah, it was Kelly Bundy, whoever that girl was. She was on SNL that weekend.
Yeah,
Applegate.
Christine Applegate.
Yeah. Applegate.
Apple yeah, they were, yeah, Apple Bottom. They were arguing at the dinner table, and every time they got to an argument, he always ended like, I drive a Dodge Stratus. And yeah, I remember because Christine Applegate at one point, she said, it's better than your stupid
Dodge
Stratus.
That is a major qualifier in his book.
Well, she was like, it's better than your stupid Dodge Stratus. She goes, yo, watch your mouth. He's like, oh my God, that's... I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. Machines. I don't know where I got machines from. I got that from some show also. What was it? Something machine. I don't know. Where did I get machine? I remember the other day where I got machine from. No, that was actually, to be honest, machine, that came from when I was working a tech support job for a cable company. Ken, you can feel, because you used to work tech support for a cable company.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this ghetto black girl in Atlanta, and she called me, and she's like, yeah, I got a problem with my internet. And I'm like, okay. And she's all, like, stuck up. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, I turn on my computer, and it says that there's no video connected. You know, like, when you turn on a monitor on some of the older computers, those old big monitors?
No signal found. But
no signal found.
Black.
Yeah, so she was saying that she was getting that, and it was because the internet was down. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Like, so I was like, no, ma'am, that's because, and she interrupts me, and she goes, look, I know I'm not computer legitimate, but my computer machine's got a problem. And I just started busting out laughing. And I hung up the phone because I was like, I can't do this right now. But I laughed. That's where I got machine from.
I had around the same thing where this lady's like, my computer won't turn on. And she thought her modem that we installed controlled her computer.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't allow it to turn on. I'm like, oh my God, you're a fucking moron.
I know. It's sad, isn't it? It is sad.
Or the lady that I was asking her, somebody was asking her what lights were on her modem. She said she put duct tape over them because they were cameras taking pictures of her.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I was working a contract job for a government entity here when I first moved out to Pennsylvania. And I got a laptop in for repair from this one chick. Who worked out?
How many penises are on it?
Well, no, she worked out in the field, right? And she was actually really good looking. And I got it, and she had little bits of electrical tape over every little hole on the laptop. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, my coworker's like, yeah, that's what's-her-face. She's so dumb that she thinks that there's cameras. She doesn't want cameras or whatever. Because she had heard about the story about that one girl from CNN, I guess, that they had hacked her her laptop and recorded her naked or something like that. Wasn't there something like that? I think she was on her laptop and she was, like, half-dressed after she got out of the shower and they recorded her and they released a video. Was it Christiana Amanpour? One of those girls. I don't know who it was, but she was convinced that she could be watched through her laptop. She had put little bits of electrical tape over every little hole, including the microphone hole, and she was confused why no one could hear her when she was trying to use Skype without a microphone. She was trying to talk. She's like, yeah, no one can hear me on the laptop microphone. I was like, well, you have a piece of electrical tape on the thing. Because like, that's the microphone. I'm like, yeah. She goes, are you sure it's not a camera? I'm like, no, it's not a camera. It's pretty too small to be a camera lens. And she's like, oh, are you sure? I don't trust it. I trust you. She's real flirty. She was really dumb. There was a rumor that she used to not wear panties, and then she was walking down the hall, and a maxi pad, a feminine napkin, fell down between her legs. No lie. While she was walking down the hall. That's gross, right?
Ooh, smells fantastic.
Kind of skunky. Wouldn't you wear panties if you're on your period? I'm not a woman. I would guess so. Milkman, ask your French girlfriend about that. Your Belgian girl, whatever her name was. All right, continuing on.
I think Artie would be the one to ask about that.
What was it that Artie did recently? Artie did something. He's always got something going. I think that boy needs to write a book, dude. I'd call him, but I don't think he's around right now. I think he's with his girlfriend, so. Oh, I did say his girl wrecked his car. They talk about that. He didn't talk about it, but he had a brand new car. It was about a month old. He let his girl drive it, and she totaled it on the highway. And, of course, she wasn't on the insurance.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
George Berger.
That's the guy who's doing the trip to Pittsburgh. Yeah, she looked down to change the song on her iPod and looked up and went, and they got into an accident. That's what Artie said. Yeah, man. That girl was really fucked them up. We got a woman offering a ride home at night for North Star West plant workers. What? That work on the 2 to 10 p.m. shift. She also has a second ad, which is completely different, but also offering a ride. It seems a little fishy. He says, if you live between the bypass and National, and from Kearney to Grand, I can provide you nightly take home. What? That's literally how it's. Let me look at this ad. Hang on. I'll put this in the Skype chat, Ken, in case you want to see it here. She sounds Asian the way she's writing. Yeah. What do you think about Monte Tio, whatever his name is, Ken? Do you think that's...
Oh, he's a complete dumbass. I still think he had something to do with it all the way from the beginning.
Yeah. You think so? You think it was a sad story to try to get him the Heisman? I don't know.
I think that all it was to do the Heisman push and all that.
That's sad, man. Do you hear him talk? Did you hear that the Katie Couric interview I was just talking about? He's so retarded. It's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it came up a black screen. I don't understand why.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man. All right. So, hey, Northwest West Plant only workers, do you ride the bus to work but need a ride home at night? I can take you home for $25 a week. I have room for three people. If you live between the bypass and National and from Kearney to Grand, I can provide you nightly take home. Must pay for week ahead and cash only. All right. Let's call. Hey, we got three guys right here. Me, Ken, and Milkman, right? We work at that plant. That's cool. Let me look up what North Star West is first before I do that. North Star West. I wonder what that is. North Star West. It's Sounds like a trucking company, maybe? North Star West. Custom smoothbore guns. Well, that's a gun factory, huh? There you go. Smoothbore guns. Well, that might not be right. I just look up North Star West. North Star West. This is in Springfield, right? Let's see. I'm starting to lose my voice again. Fucking flu. Pulp and paper. Okay, it's a paper plant. There we go. All right, let's do it.
I have paper cuts on my ass. I'm going to leave blood marks all over the seat.
You know what kind of ride I want, right, guys? Hey.
Oh, flick, yeah.
Horsey ride. We got a bunch of...
I sent you a request for someone selling ceramic horse heads.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was about to say, we got some requests of pranks also to get to. I've stuck to all lonesome loser pranks so far, but we'll hit some of those up in a moment.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're offering rides from the North Star plant to my house?
Yeah.
All right. And do you have any rules?
Well, so you work at North Star, you work the second shift?
Yeah, I work second shift from 2 to 10.
Okay. Now, just that I ask that you, you know, pay a week ahead.
Do you work there?
Huh?
Do you work there with us?
No. I got, my ex-husband works there, but we do a ride service. I've got it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And, so my husband has been, giving folks out there rides. Periodically they'll call, like, they don't have a ride home or something. And so we just decided to see if we could, you know, might pick up, like, 3 people and run them out.
That's cool. And, like, is kissing allowed and all that?
Huh?
Is kissing allowed?
No.
No? Okay. And what kind of vehicle is it?
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm one of the plant managers there.
Oh. Hmm? I have a white Chevy.
White Chevy Malibu?
No.
All right, is it Chevy Cordoba?
No, it's a Chevy Impala.
All right, and are you okay with making stops sometimes on the way? Like if I want to go get, you know, ice cream, or sometimes I have to stop at Rite Aid or, you know, for medicine and stuff like that. And I'll give you extra money and I'll buy you something inside. We'll get some jewelry and stuff like that.
Okay, I don't mind to stop, like, if you've got to run into get and go or to go through a drive through.
Go to the toilet.
No, just, but,
Sometimes I have to use the toilet, and maybe we could stop and I can make a toilet, you know, for a little bit.
Make what?
Make toilet. You know? I'm surprised. That freaked her out, not the fact that I asked her if kissing was allowed. Let's try her again. That question didn't throw her for a loop. Asking if I gotta take a shit, that's something else. Having my first cigar in like 3 weeks, man.
Please leave your name and number, and I will call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I am calling again. Me and Ken and Milkman just want to know about having a ride. You know, sometimes we like to use the toilet on our way there. There's a nice bathroom on the way at the McDonald's. They have a really clean bathroom. We go in there sometimes, and we pick up men sometimes. Right, Ken? We pick up men.
Yeah. You know, I like to go in there because I suffer from mud butt.
Yeah, the mud butt. And sometimes we just like to stop, and there's also a bar that we like to stop at to pick up men, and you're welcome to come in with us and everything. We'll pay you double those nights. So let us know what you think. Give us a call. She's not answering anymore. I'll try again. I don't doubt it. At least we left her a goofy
message. Please leave your name and number, and I will...
Write the voicemail.
She is fucking terrified now.
She's like, who's Cross the plant manager who wants to kiss me?
Please leave your name and number, and I will...
All right, no answer there. Let's keep moving on. Play a little bit of songy song here. Wasn't there someone in the chat room asking who sings Peach Fuzz? Was that correct? It's an MF Doom beat. The song... It is a song. There is actual a Peach Fuzz song. It's by a group that MF Doom used to be when he was younger, before he was MF Doom. What's the name of that group he was in? KMD, I think, is the name of the group. It was, back when, before he was MF Doom, when it was just David DeMille and his brother and some other dude. They used to do that. They had two albums. And what happened was MF Doom's brother died. The band broke up. MF Doom ended up living on the streets of Philly for like 2 years, like homeless. And then he finally fixed himself up and started doing the MF Doom thing. And like I mentioned, he was actually deported for some stupid reason on a technicality. His parents were not American citizens, but they moved to the United States when he was like 2 years old. He's married and has kids and everything in the United States, and he went to Europe for a European rap tour, and when he got back to New York, he got to LaGuardia, and they denied him entry in the United States, and they still won't let him back. Which I don't understand how, because he's married to an American woman, you know what I mean? Like, don't you get citizenship once you get married or something? I don't understand why not. And that's the thing. He's working on a new album, which I'm real excited about. And I'm going to play that song here. Now I got to sit here through a YouTube ad, so I don't have the actual song itself by KMD. I don't have that album ready, but well, maybe I'll play that song. See, I don't know. You guys really like that Peach Fuzz song, you know? We should do something with it. I would love to see MF Doom in concert, but that's probably not going to happen anytime soon until he gets back in the United States, unless I happen to be in London and he happens to be doing a concert while I'm there. You know what I mean? And I don't see myself going to London anytime soon, because that's the town that'll just look scary, man. They got a lot of freaking problems over there with foreigners.
Crazy fucks.
Jesus.
This book is 15.
Okay, 15.
You got your posters, which is 10.
Alright.
No rapping to the girls.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Oh, you know. Alright, remember, be humble.
Alright.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu.
Nice and smoother than that, man. I mean, wear suits for them.
I know, right?
He was suits
for
them. Happy to y'all. The girls, they love me. They love me. I just know it. You're positive. He's dip, dabbing all the gel.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, how about y'all? He might keep the girls jingling, you know. I'm the man.
The song is about getting women, you know.
My chinny chin chin, got many plus plenty. String by string, I think I count like 20. If you loan me an ear, I'm returning with interest. If not, I'll simply twist your wrist. So listen up closely with thoughts to recoup me.
Alright, that song sucks. And if I keep playing it, YouTube will ban us for the night, so let's not do it. I just realized that. Not a good idea. Really sucks that we can't play as much music as we used to on the show since we moved our video over to YouTube, because stuff starts getting flagged and this and that. And can't watch it in Germany, and we got so many German fans. Anyway, back to prank calls. David England in England. Know what I mean? They named the country after his family. Woo. How about some request of pranks first? Then we'll get to the British calls. Still a little early for me. It's only 1 o'clock. I don't have to work until tomorrow night. I can sleep in. And we started the show late. Let's make it a late night. I don't think Brent Westwood's going on tonight. I haven't heard from him.
Fuck you, gay.
I heard Brent, you guys had a pretty good show last week. You were on. I heard you and Hillock on there, I think, last week again, right? Were you on? No, you weren't on, though. Ken, I didn't hear you contributing last week to...
not last week. I missed the show.
Yeah. Anyway. Craigslist lost and found. 3-legged male husky went missing on Sunday morning. It was wearing an invisible fence collar. Guess that didn't work for you. Invisible fence. They think someone tampered with it or it broke. How about it doesn't fucking work, an invisible fence? You should claim to be the one who tampered. How does an invisible fence work? I was walking down my in-law's neighborhood and someone had a sign. And it said, invisible fence here, you know, like, this house has an invisible fence.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a St. Bernard Pitbull mix. He found out if he fucking ran fast enough through the fucking invisible fence, it only shocked him a little bit, and he was out.
So is, what does it do? The collar shocks the dog if they get too close to it?
Yeah, it shocks him, but he found out if he ran through it quick enough, it only gave him a minor shock, and then he was outside the fence.
That is awesome. That's a smart dog. He deserves to be free, you know? That dog deserves to be, just to be smart. Reminds me of my Vietnam vet uncle. He had a next door neighbor, had these fucking dogs. Every time there was a thunderstorm, they would go nuts in the backyard. They would start yelling and yapping, and they would jump over the fence every time and go to my uncle's yard. Like, they would jump over the neighbor's yard and go into my uncle's yard. And my uncle had a pit bull, and he, you know, my uncle was like, dude, you gotta do something about this, because my pit bull's gonna tear your little fucking terriers up and shit, you know? So he got, like, the old school, you know, the electric fence, you know, from back of the day. He got one of those. But he just put it on the wall, on the one side that they kept jumping over. And I remember my uncle said that when the first thunderstorm started coming in and the dogs were in the backyard, he went out to his back porch just to watch, and sure enough, like you said, the dogs, the thunderstorm came in, they started their yapping and they're yelling and they're running, and they ran up to the fence and they got shocked, and all you heard was the dog fell back, and they never tried to do it again. But he said it was one of the funniest things he ever saw. Them dogs never try that again, man. That I wish I could have seen that. So that's how it works. Invisible fence. That sounds like cruel punishment, man. Nina says, call Russia to promote being gay. Okay. Why is that funny? Thank you, Nunu. Explain.
Hi, Avery's Brendan's cell phone. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you soon.
Shut up, Brendan. Try him again.
Hi, Avery's Brendan's cell phone. Please leave your name and number.
All right, continuing on here. That prank came in from Spooky with zeros instead of O's. Camel Toe sends in a prank request here. Maggie is Chinese and sells stuff on eBay. Inquire regarding her clothes. All right. Big Camel Toe Flapper sends this in. This is a UK number. Okay. This is going to be... hopefully I don't go into a coughing fit. I don't know why I'm trying to smoke a cigar when I still have the coughs, but whatever. I never learned my lesson. I haven't even mentioned today. If you want to send requests, prank roll requests, madhouselive.com. Madhouselive.com is a website.
Hello?
What was that noise? What? Is this a recording?
Hello? Hi.
Are you recording? Are you stupid? Okay. Right, let's try that again. Everyone hold your ears. I think it was recording.
Hello?
Yeah, this is a recording? What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
You sell things on eBay, stupid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Call the past six. I thought it was my brother.
No. Yeah.
No, when you say hello, I thought it was Philip. I said hello, Philip. Chinese.
Do you have Chinese food there?
So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, sweetie? I'm good. How are you, sweetie? Do you have clothes? Do you have any?
I can't hear.
Oh God, go to hell. Bye. Jesus Christ. Fuck me. Hey Baz. Baz is here. Baz.
Yeah, come front of me.
Sounds like your wife over there. What's that about? I'm sorry. I was worried. I'm sorry.
My wife's Filipino. She sounded Indian or something.
No, that lady was Chinese. That's why I said
that. Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
That's horrible. All
right. Sorry. That was funny.
That was mean. Tell your wife I said hi, even though I don't know her.
Will do.
Yeah.
Will do.
Yeah. Does she cook with pineapple? Does she put pineapple on the rice and all that stuff?
No, not really. But yeah. She does a really killer garlic fried rice.
Ooh.
For breakfast. You know, you eat that with the Filipino sausage called longanisa.
Longanisa. Yeah,
we got longanisa. Yeah, and they flavor that with pineapple juice, so it's a little sweet.
Oh.
It's good stuff.
There you go,
good
man.
Stuff.
Very good, very good. All right. Camel Toe Flapper also sends in a number for Pizza Hut. Order local pizza. That sounds very unfunny, Camel Toe. Thanks for your submission, man. No worries. I think that's UK Godfather. UK Godfather, that's you. Nice try.
Well, the thing that may make it work is they're advertising their meaty favorite. So you can fuck with them on that.
Their meaty favorite? What's that?
Meaty.
Meaty. Meaty. Ooh, meaty favorite, huh?
Oh, Ken, that sounds like a good one for you to go in with your porno talk.
There you go. Hell, let's do it. All right. Meaty favorites. Cool. And is that UK Pizza Hut? Because they got a totally different menu there. They got the hot dog pizza over there and all that stuff.
According to the one that Brad was calling earlier, that was US.
Well, no, forget it. They probably don't have it there then. They're the lucky ones with that hot dog flavored, the pizza with the crust that's hot dogs. Oh, man. I would so eat that. But they don't have that in the States. You'd think that would take off here if they had it. Some of a bitch. Spooky's number. Did we already do this? Yeah, the three-legged male husky. No one answered there. Bone Thuggish, longtime listener of the show, sends in a number for a female with a 2-year-old son. She's looking for a female roommate. Say it's cool because you're gay. Ask if son is a special child who requires special attention. Okay. Sure, we'll do that. No problem.
Fucking pervert.
Yeah, right. What? Well, you sent a request a prank, you said, also, right? Ken, I'm getting to it.
I sent a couple, and I think somebody is setting their friends up. Like, one was like, I have a used blow-up doll for $250. I'm trying to upgrade to a black blow-up doll and all this shit. And it says, call anytime, even if it's late.
Yeah, sounds like someone's getting set up. That's cool. Well, we'll play. That's fun. We'll do that. In the meantime, abroad with a room. Hello? I heard a half second of music. Let's try it again.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I called before and you hung up. What happened? Hello? Oh, fucker. There's another one that sounds like shit. Hey, real quick, before we continue, I wanted to share. I went to this, there's a place here where I live. There's a pub. Downtown, and I stopped by there today after work, and I didn't get a chance to eat, but I've been there before. And they have this awesome bread. It's a Irish pub, right? And they've got this what they call Blarney bread. I'm gonna share this recipe. Well, what they have it down on the menu, it tastes awesome. It's a creamy Irish four cheese blend on garlic bread with a touch of Irish mint liqueur smeared on a toasted baguette broiled until golden brown. It's the fucking most awesome. If you can make bread as unhealthy as possible, it's this Blarney bread. It is so fucking good, man.
That sounds really good,
oh,
man.
Dude, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, it's so good. It's like an alcoholic-tasting garlic bread, but it's got, like, this Irish cheese, like, 4 different Irish cheeses on it. It's the bomb.
No, I didn't know that they made 4 different types of cheese in Ireland.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I've had Irish cheese, you know, I've seen it in the stores. I guess maybe just 3 different brands of it. I don't know. This place is Irish to the hilt. It's a really fucking dope place to go to, man. They got cigar smoke in there and stuff. It's a cool place. Let's continue. Let me go back here to the request of pranks. See if we can get to Ken's here on the list. Moving along. Tabachi sent in a number here tonight. We got an unnamed man selling pirated software on the black market, also known as Harlem. Adobe, Albetian, I've never heard of Albetian Live. Pro Tools, Office 2011, to name some. Poses Windows Genuine Software Investigator. Say that Lysol, my undercover agent, bought a copy for $60. Say the servers are tracking his copies. Very good idea. Awesome, no problem. We'll do that.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have the pirated software on the black market? You have the software for sale? The black market software?
Black market software?
Yeah.
No.
You have Adobe and Pro Tools?
No, I have a hard drive that I already have the software on that I'm selling.
Oh, so the hard drive comes with all the software on it?
Yeah, are you looking for the hard drive? What are you trying to get?
Well, I want the different software. I want Office 2011 and Pro Tools.
Okay, just Office and Pro Tools?
Yeah, but were you going to make a piece out of it, out of the hard drive? I don't want the whole hard drive. I want just the software. What do you mean? What are you doing? I thought you sold software.
I have a hard drive, Nick. You have a lot of stuff on there. If you want the drive, it came out of my old computer. If you want that, you can have that. If not,
I can't help you. So what do? I put the hard drive in my computer, and it's just supposed to work?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, no?
That's exactly how it works.
So I put the hard drive in my computer, and it just works like normal?
Well, if you were to buy any other hard drive from somewhere, and you'd stick it and put it in your computer, you get access to whatever that was on that hard drive.
And does it have YouTube on it? Can I get YouTube on it?
The hard drive?
Yeah, does the hard drive get YouTube?
Oh.
Yeah, it has an operating system on it.
Yeah, but does it get YouTube? Like, I can watch the YouTube come up on the computer, and it comes up, the YouTubes?
Yes, because you need, in order to do that, you have to have an operating system that comes with the operating system.
And the keyboard, too, right?
No, I don't have the keyboard.
No, but I need the keyboard for YouTube to make it go.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. But here's my concern, because if the partition is, if the partition is mapped to a different hardware, I can't just plug in and make it my C drive. It doesn't work like that, you know?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Wait a minute. When you say the software is on it, it's installed on the hard drive, right?
Correct.
I can't just stick a hard drive on a computer like a second hard drive and start running the programs without reinstalling it. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, I need the install. I need the EXE files.
Okay. I can't help you. All I have is a hard drive, like I said, with the software on it. If you're interested in that, then I'm your guy.
That's useless, though. Why? That's useless. Why do you say you have the software on it already? I don't understand.
Okay. Now, there's like 50 guys that you can call. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the guy. I'm not the one you need.
Do you have the CDs?
Okay. No. I have it on a hard drive. I told you.
Yeah, but so if I just stick a hard drive in a random computer, it's not going to just start working. You're so stupid, man.
Did you want to call harassment?
No.
Is this really happening right now?
Yeah, it's really happening. This is real world.
How are you calling? Listen to me. How do you just call somebody's phone and start calling someone stupid?
Because you don't know where you're trying to sell software in a hard drive, and it's not even the ISO or the EXE.
Okay, so
you're really stupid.
You could just call somebody up randomly and just start calling someone stupid.
Yeah, you're a stupid asshole. I even go further than that. What about that? What about your stupid fucking dumb cunt?
Unbelievable.
You stupid ass. Are you Mexican? Are you Hispanic? Are you a Spic also?
Ooh. We need to meet up somewhere. Do you want to meet up?
This is Los Angeles.
We should meet up,
man. Yeah, man. You want to meet? I'm in Los Angeles. Where are you?
Definitely. Where are you at?
Bro, this is Los Angeles. You don't know. I'm Valente. All right?
Fuck yeah. Let's meet up. Valente. Come on, dude.
Yeah, man.
Dude, who does that? Just randomly calling up people talking shit, dude? Racism?
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Do you have my wallet also?
Your what?
Do you have my wallet?
I'm not.
My wallet. Do you have my wallet? Asshole shit, fuck shit.
You want to, we stay on the phone a little bit longer? You want to get more out, or what should we do?
Yeah, you want to meet me at Taco Bell.
Okay.
Okay?
Coward ass wouldn't show up. You talk shit through the phone.
Yeah, I'm not even on a phone, man.
Exactly, whatever you're on.
Yeah, I'm on a YouTube computer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, do you have YouTube? Have you ever tried YouTube?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. All right, well, asshole, stupid shit. Why don't you learn more about computers before you start scamming people and selling things that don't work the way you're trying to get them to work?
Got it.
All right?
Thank you.
You can't just do that. You need the CD or the ISO file or the EXE file, or it needs to be a zip or a RAR, unRAR file, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're really dumb. Where did you learn computers at? Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. All you know how to do is steal things.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you're Hispanic. I understand. No, it's cool, man. Don't feel bad. It's in your blood.
I'm feeling bad.
It's in your blood. Hispanic people are born with the problems where they steal things all the time. They steal software and hard drives and everything.
Well, I'm not your guy then, huh?
Well, did you want to steal some things for me?
Mm-mm.
No?
I'm not stealing anything. Okay. I got a hard drive with software on it that came off a computer that I have.
That doesn't work. That works because you're stupid.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're selling bullshit. No wonder no one's tried to get it from you yet because you're so stupid. It doesn't work like that. Oh, my God.
You're an idiot, dude.
I'm so stupid. I'm a stupid.
You randomly call people on Craigslist and just start talking to them in any type of way?
Well, I'll talk to stupid people.
We should meet up, man.
Where?
Me and some of my Mexican friends.
We'll meet at Taco Bell. I'm sure you got plenty of friends.
My Mexican friends, see how big you are behind that fucking phone that you're hiding behind.
Uh-huh. Okay,
then
honey.
Then talk shit. Then open your mouth.
Okay, honey.
Exactly.
Okay, honey. All right. Okay.
Howard.
Uh-huh. All right, pendejo.
Yeah.
What did he say? I just want to see how long he'd stay on for. What a dumbass.
Call him back. Let me talk to him real quick.
All right. He's just a dumbass.
It's been a good night for angry calls.
He seemed a little excited, man.
He did sound like the This Is Los Angeles guy, did he?
He did.
Is Ted Webb in our conference yet?
Ken's here.
Ginners.
No Ted Webb yet.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, goddamn. Open your mouth, you little bitch. Oh, it's Ken Kniff.
Oh, man. You know what's
fuck,
man. I think you like that.
He changed his answering message there, it seems like.
Holy shit. You know what's going on? I want to play, like, all these pranks, but I don't have my prank archived indexed on this new computer that I'm running right now on the side that handles the audio for the show, so I can't just queue up pranks like that, like normal. Let me try to map that real quick here. Hang on. Give me a second. Because now I want
to
hear
this. Are you able to see PBT?
PBT? Yeah. Why? What's up? PBT?
Look in the folder under Vermont Street.
Vermont?
There's a audio file in there.
Yeah? What's that?
And then when we get a chance, man, next time we want to play some audio for a few moments, queue in 1 minute and then roll it.
Is it a prank call?
You'll see it. Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it in there. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Is it a prank
call?
It's in
Vermont Street. And also, you never looked at that video either.
Pendejo, is it a prank call?
No.
Okay. No. God, coño, I'm asking you. I see. Rasta Man Chant? That's a good song. Is it the original version? Yeah, which
this
one is
the original one, man. This is the original one. Like, it's the one I don't know if you've heard before, man. Pretty damn good.
Yeah, I like that song. It's good, man.
It's the one they did Record Plant. Yeah, you hear it only in San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. Yeah, you gotta listen to it. So cue in 1 minute, and then whenever you get a chance, anyway.
Don't worry, Milkman. Maybe I'll play it now. Hang on, let me see. Let's see. I want to hear that song now, Rasta Man.
It's a little bit long, man. So, you know, that's why I said, you know, it's a good one to spread out on.
There we go.
Yeah,
cool. There you go.
A Sayarina song.
That's it. All right, there we go. All right, let's get some more pranks here down in our belt, in our belly, like guava jelly. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. The belly, the poop, but the hungry.
And a hungry man is an angry man.
That's right.
And you know
the
what?
The belly, poop, but the hungry.
Yeah, man. When it's a belly full of lies, the man's hungry. When there's a belly full of lies, when there's a belly full of lies, the truth tastes good. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, man.
They're belly full, but they're hungry.
San Diego Humane Society. Call them and say that you had your dog there and it won't respond to your commands like it used to. Ask if they kicked your dog. This comes from Dweebo. Dweebo! They kicked my dog. You kicked my dog!
Ask them if they touched your dog inappropriately.
Yeah.
Bastard!
Hey, Milkman.
Bastard.
I didn't say turd, but I said as turd. Don't get it mixed up.
Thank you for calling the San Diego Humane Society and SDCA. Our offices are now closed. If you need emergency animal assistance...
That would have been a good idea, but they're closed now. Pendejo. Pendejo stupid. Pendejo dweebo. Cabrón.
Está bien.
Gone down. Babylon throne gone down. I love this song, man. I used to smoke marijuana cigarettes to this.
I like the beat though. They did this like really raw beat, man. When you listen to that, you know, really good in the headphones or like on stereo.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool compared to like the other versions.
Sounds like every other Bob Marley beat I've ever heard, but cool, man.
Not that.
Speaking of marijuana cigarettes, they're legal up here in my state now, recreationally.
Where's that? Oregon?
Uh-huh.
Washington.
Washington?
Yeah. Yep, so have you been recreating?
You can legally possess up to 1 ounce for recreational purposes.
Presently, at this moment.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you know, I heard Oregon's they're pretty liberal with their weed laws, but then now they're talking about they're going to make cigarettes prescription only, I heard. They got legislation in the pipe.
Man, these guys are jockeying for money, man. They're trying to fucking jack Oakland, man. Pull the law originally started this whole thing. And then they're saying another thing. They're talking bullshit, man. I think it's going to end up getting thrown out.
That'll get thrown out. You can't. You think the cigarette companies don't have enough pockets to make that not happen?
They won't get that one, and then weed is going to, you know, sooner or later, they're going to lay it. What I heard last time is they're going to, government policy is instead of, like, moving off a schedule, it's just something they're just not going to enforce.
Yeah, man.
In other words, they can fuck you with it if that's added to the list of your trouble for all that. Oh, man, he's got tons of coke and, you know, 300 kilos of marijuana.
Marijuana cigarettes. Yeah, man, I'm waiting for the day where I can just buy cigarettes in a pack like you can in Amsterdam. Marijuana cigarettes.
Now, up here in Washington, they're... right now, they're trying to work out what the laws will be in about a year. So people will be able to buy licenses to grow it. People will be able to buy licenses to sell it. And they're going to have basically be able to buy it in stores.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine?
Yeah, get in a lottery. Those are the ones that those will be worth some money. Whoever gets the lotteries, because the first thing they try to do is control the prices go up bigger and shit. So if you're the first to get on, you're going to be in at the ground floor.
Yeah, man. The early adopters, I guess, here on Madhouse.
Well, now there's all these guys that used to illegally grow weed for 30 years that are now coming public and talking about how they're going to be opening up their own businesses and their legal operations.
Lysol is going to do that, yep.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hey, you know what? Do you think a marijuana enema would work? Think about it.
I damn,
think
it would. Butt chug a joint?
Yeah, man, marijuana enema. That's,
Holy shit.
You wouldn't get any bad
I think
health.
That's what Michael Jackson was doing, man, before he took that fatal dose, man.
Think about it. You wouldn't have to worry about it. It would be better than vaping, you know?
That'd be better than a tea enema, I'd figure.
Wine enemas are, I hear great things about that, but marijuana enema, I'd be all over that.
I hear that you can die any type of alcohol enema you can die from, man, because your body absorbs it straight away.
Like if you did a whole bottle of wine, you're pretty much dead.
And, oh, you're dead. A bottle of wine, it only takes that much. It only takes just a little bit, man. Yeah. Much more less than you'd think.
And the thing is, they can't...
Your body wouldn't be in buffered, it's going straight to the bloodstream.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, now, like, if you drink, if you have alcohol poisoning, they can just pump your stomach. But I don't think it works like that with a wine enema or an alcohol enema. I don't think
that was on actually. That's a thousand ways to die.
That was on what?
A Thousand Ways to Die on Spike TV. Oh, you ever watch it?
No, that sounds like a fun show though. A Thousand Ways to Die. Yeah,
I've seen that.
6 million dies to weigh. Choose one. 6 million ways to die. Choose one. another thing. You know, wasn't there a thing going around where kids were doing vodka shots in their eyeballs?
Jesus.
Because you get drunk faster, but it doesn't get on your breath. I guess, but you can still do the breathalyzer and you'll still blow positive, you know, you'll blow that because it's what's in your blood that gets red. It's not like the alcohol in your breath. Technically, it's, you know, when you exhale, there's little amounts of blood that come out or something. I don't know. That's how it works because, you know, you've got that air exchange between the blood and the cap in the air sacs and your lungs and all that. That's where the alcohol comes from, not from technically what you're drinking and stuff. It doesn't work like that. They were saying, you know, kids that are doing it and they think they can get pulled over or drunk and, you know, you'll get a breathalyzer and it won't come up. You know, you'll pass it even if you're drunk off your ass. Doesn't work like that. It still comes through on the breathalyzer. It's what's in your blood system. So don't be stupid, kids. Don't do that. Because they said some kids are going blind, some permanently, some temporarily, some kids have gone blind permanently because of that shit. I wouldn't want to do that shit. That sounds really painful, too. Alcohol.
Man, I heard about these kids, man, and they were wearing furry mittens, and they started going blind, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were wearing
furry. They were in our chat. I saw a few of them monkeys in our chat earlier, man. So if you're wanting to meet them, stop by the chat. I think they're still available.
That's racist. Hey, this is Los Angeles. Let's listen to that.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi
there.
Speaking with?
That's good. Yeah, is this the clothing place? The socks place?
No, you got the wrong number.
Who is this?
This is the wrong number.
No, this is worse.
Man, real quick, the cool thing about this is this really was a wrong number. It was a misdial on my part. This is back when I had to hand punch the numbers in on the phone. So it's one of those things that had I not made a mistake just exactly like I did, it wouldn't have been such a weary prank call.
That's the same type as the original Pasquale.
Yeah, yeah. The first prank we ever did here was a misdial, and it was really good.
Don't give me that. Don't give me that, all right? This is the clothing store. I left my wallet there. You making up so you don't give me my wallet back? Give me my wallet back now. I left,
Hold on. Who is this?
I left my freaking wallet there, and now you people...
What are you talking about?
I left my freaking wallet there, and you people don't want to give it back.
Who the fuck is this?
This is Valente. You took my wallet. I left it there. You don't want to give it back. When I get through, I'm going to make a lawsuit on you, buddy.
Okay. Hey, you just reached the residential place, so who the fuck are you trying to call?
Bullshit. 2 minutes ago, I was talking to you, and you said, oh, yeah, come in. Come in and get your wallet. And
hey,
you said, send me the wrong
house, man. This is a fucking house. No, hold on. Who the fuck is this, bro?
You fucking little shit. Don't you fucking talk to me like that, little.
Where are you? I'm gonna fucking fuck you up, dude. Where are you?
Fuck you, you fucking shit. Give me my wallet back, you asshole.
No, I don't give a fuck about your wallet, bro. I'm telling you, you got the fucking wrong number. Okay, get your shit straight, bro. You want to meet me somewhere?
Yeah, you want to fight? You want to have a fight?
Let's go, man. Where are you going to be at? Bitch?
Well, you tell me where, and I'll show up.
Hold on. I'm going to fuck this motherfucker up, man. I'm telling you, you got the wrong fucking number. This is a house. Who the fuck are you trying to reach?
You fucking monkey, stupid, dirty shit.
You know what? Hey.
Let me talk.
Hold on. No, fuck this guy. Hey.
I'm gonna kick your ass so good. I'm gonna laugh.
I'll give you your wallet. I'll shove it up your ass. Where are you?
Is that your girl that I was talking to?
I'm telling you, man, this is a fucking house. So who the fuck are you trying to reach?
When I beat you up, I'm gonna do your girl in front of you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna fuck you up first, bitch.
Do you have mother?
Tell me where you are, man. I'm gonna meet you over there.
How many fathers do you have? Give her the phone. I want to talk to your girl.
You know what? Fuck your mother, bitch, all right?
I'm going to kick your ass. It's me. Now I want to fight. That's it.
All right. There you go. That was This Is Los Angeles. That's the first part of This Is Los Angeles.
I love how she goes, no, this is the wrong number.
No. Cunty. I think at the end of that call, didn't she end up like getting mad at him for being so angry about it? She's like, why are you so mad at him? He's just a kid. Oh, man. All right. Here's a request of prank from Lost in Bronx for Mr. Tush. Tell Mr. Tush that you want to massage his wife's ass. I think he knows her because his wife's name is Aladia? Aladia. Okay, cool. Alabia. All right, cool. Ken, when did you send your request of prank? Because I'm looking at request of pranks from 2 hours and I haven't hit yours yet, man. What's going on?
I sent mine probably... I don't know, probably 6 or 7 hours ago.
Conyo, man. All right, we'll get to that then. No rush. I'm doing good. This is like, I work night shift, so right now, it's like...
Jesus Christ.
This is like the middle of the day for me in my normal schedule these days. I'm just about used to third shift life again, man. Oh, I got a problem at work. I wanted to run by you guys because I don't know what to do. We'll do...
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Aladia? Alabia?
Yeah.
Hi, Alabia. The Alabia Tush, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is Mr. Tush there? Because I was supposed to talk to him about you.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. I was supposed to talk to your husband about you in private. Hello?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, I know, Alabia. Your husband was... He said he was going to get some things of yours to give to me privately, like your underwear and stuff. Oh, she hung up. She doesn't like that I call her Alabia.
Her name was Alabia, for real?
Alidia, yeah. Alidia.
Alabia Tush.
Alidia. I was saying Alabia. You know what Alabia is, right? Baz, you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen the one? Yeah.
Oh, I've got a couple of kids, so I think I've seen one or two.
There you go. One or two. Well, there are two labia. This is a labia majora, Baz, and okay. labia minora is in there too. Inside, you know.
Don't get lippy punk.
There might be another one in there too. Some women have.
Don't be getting lippy punk.
Yeah. Every woman's different down there. You know? make a note.
Well, thanks for the educational lesson there.
There you go. Cool, man.
All and right. The G-spot is found on the side, right? I've heard that on another show before.
Isn't the G-spot in the ass, according to the KDK? What are you, did he say?
Well, I guess there is that. Or is that the G-A-Y spot? I don't know.
The G-A-Y spot.
Yeah.
That was good. G-A-Y spot. That's what guys have, the G-A-Y spot. Death Fox, speaking of the G-A-Y spot. Hey, I heard
you. I haven't called in a while. I thought I'd call in.
Another G-A-Y spot. That guy that was really going along with it there with the Jeff Griegel call, man. Yeah. And he was another one, man.
So
Death Fox is finally awake.
So Death Fox, did you feed your dog chocolate? What? I'm sorry. That's horrible.
No, I took some of that Kratom stuff today, and it fucking made me knock my ass out. Oh,
are you on that shit too, man? That's been
good. No, I quit everything. I quit drinking, quit everything, but it's natural, and I was told it wouldn't hurt me. Oh. It didn't. It just made me sleep.
Yeah, I fucking
quitter.
You know, the Kratom stuff has been going around PLA. A lot of people have been doing those, the phone losers.
That's that they got me to do.
Yeah, dude, that's like the PLA drug of choice, man. It's not a drug. It's natural. Whatever. I'm not touching that shit. It sounds scary. Kratom.
You want to be honest? It feels like Oxycontin.
Really? Yeah. Well, I heard it's really good for diabetics, though. It's got some positive effects for type 1 and type 2 diabetics. So
I took two tablespoons of it, and I felt like I was on like 4 Oxycontin for like 5 hours.
Wow, shit. Did you drink? Oh, you're not drinking anymore, so you didn't mix. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm on a diet. All I drink is water and unsweet tea. Yeah. I've already lost 15 pounds.
Dude, no offense. I know you're trying, but don't drink the tea, man, because that's going to give you kidney stones, man. Just drink.
I got to drink my tea, man. I'm Southern.
True. All right. Yeah, but them stones, man, they'll fuck you up. They'll fuck you up.
Southern guys can die, too, man. Don't do that.
Southern guys can die, too.
Don't speed it up, bro.
All right.
We just got your back.
All right. Lost in Bronx has also sent in a number for Mrs. Grump. Mrs. Grump has a husband named James, and he recommends we ask about horse masturbation. I don't know why. That's an inside joke there. It sounds like a hoot. I'm all about horse masturbation. Not that I do that, but I think it's a funny thing. Horse masturbation.
I mean, what's not funny about that?
I know. Well,
it's you guys are horsing around.
That's
too
not
much.
Funny for the horse. They don't like it. They just play along because they're scared. Horse masturbation. Milkman's blowing bubbles over there again.
Blowing something.
Bubbles is the name of his horse, so. No answer there. Sorry, Lost in Bronx. But we got your other one to work. That was cool. Here's Ken's number. Pretty sure this Craigslist ad is someone sending someone up. You have to read the ad. All right, so you said read the ad, okay? Sex doll. This is the one you talked about. Used but still good. And it's got a very scary picture of a sex doll. I don't know how anybody would be able to get horny off of a sex doll because it looks like they're just scared the whole time.
Can I see it? I'll do it.
Yeah, sure, man.
Let me see the picture of it first.
Yeah, let me post that. I'll post that here for you real quick. Here's a linky link in the Skype chat there for you. Sir, I'll read this. We got a broken blow-up sex doll with an air hole in the butt part.
Oh, my God.
Caucasian male with a mustache. Used frequently, but am upgrading to an African-American male. I will provide 2 free patches to fix it. If this is set up...
This is a troll.
Yeah, but this guy's funny, though. Comes with heated and vibrating butt and mouth holes, but mouth hole has quit vibrating, but it still gets warm. All right. Asking 250, but we'll trade 420 or anything else. Milkman, there you go. Marijuana, gather up some marijuana cigarettes. All right.
I think that's the guy that's looking for the sex for roommates, man.
Did you see it?
Jeffrey.
He's trolling. That's burglar again, man. Jeffrey Briegel.
Oh, man. Look at, you see the picture of the guy one? It's got like a hairy chest. You see that? What the fuck?
That's a furry. That's a furry for you.
All right, are you ready?
No, one of them suits smell.
I didn't want to tell this guy about that because that's just awkward, but yeah. I'm going to try.
All right, Death Fox, here you go.
Okay.
I'll hook you up. Let me get to the number here. And where's this at? This is in Fairfield, California. There you go. All right. I think that's Southern California, I think Fairfield is, right? I don't know. No, that's Northern. I think the
Fairfield,
one...
That's real close to here, man. That's
yeah.
Fairfield, you know, California.
You know he's getting set up because it says, call anytime, even late.
Even late, yeah. Yeah. You know, then what I noticed, that the more north in California you go, the less Hispanic sounding the cities are.
Think about that. No, man, really?
Yeah, think about it. You go San Francisco. Oh, there you go. I guess I'm wrong. San
Francisco. Place up here.
Oakland. Hispanic or nothing. Oakland isn't a Spanish name, and Berkeley isn't Spanish. But then
where's all them barrios and stuff in California?
Everywhere, man.
Everything's in Southern California for Spanish yet, man. Barrios. You got all the Nicaraguans. Filipinos are down there.
That reminds me. There was
they got the special elite hotels they use.
There was an article today about Compton that apparently the Latino gangs are starting to run the black gangs out of Compton.
The Latin Kings and stuff?
Yeah, and the MS-13, they're starting to target and threaten black gangs and black families. And I think 70% of Compton is Hispanic now and only 30% is black. It's been like a big shift in the last 10
honestly
years.
Dude, you're making some sense, because man, when I went down there to those Food for Lesses, man, that's all I saw was Mexicans, dude. Yeah. And like Guatemalans and shit, man. They were all South, all middle Americans, man.
Yeah, but
man, you need to start selling some bandanas. You'll make a killing.
Hell yeah.
If you ever watch
that, I don't want to get killed, man, because I got the wrong collar.
Milkman selling bandanas and those hoodies.
Do rag.
Hell no. I got a black hoodie. I'm neutral, man.
No, Mexicans don't wear do rags. They wear hoodies, like little just beanies. Beanies, that's it.
Beanies, man.
I ain't wearing nothing. Yeah, I ain't picking no collars, man. Not in this neighborhood, man. This is NorCal, dude. It's where it all started at, bro.
Yeah, man. That's true.
NorCal was gang city first. It exported to other
places. Yeah, started in Oakland. The Bloods and the Crips both started in Oakland, yeah, man.
Very close. I know some of the people, man, actually, even, man. Like Santana's crew, some of them people, man. Mm-hmm. Guys I worked with, old-timers.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I knew one of the original Latin Kings, and he's, like, in his 50s now. I knew him personally, and he told me, like, when they started, he said they were just a social club that they just got together for protection from white people that were beating them up all the time.
He did a documentary, didn't he?
No, this guy, he worked at a grocery store with me, but he might know those other cats. But he told me, he told me that they weren't gangs. They never fought. I mean, they would get into fist fights, sometimes, but they were just, they play dominoes together and go to church, and they just said, oh, we're the Latin Kings, because they had to do something because they kept getting beaten up by the Irish and stuff in Chicago.
If you watch that show, Gangland on Spike TV, they fucking cover all that shit. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Here's the blow up doll for Death Fox. Here you go, man.
Okay.
Do some Kratom with that. Get your dick wet.
See if you can get a price break on it, Death Fox.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, man.
Put it out of its misery.
Enigma's here. Enigma, make sure you got the headphones on the right side of your ear.
Not the left one. I can hear you. What's going on, man?
Seriously, why don't you get that checked out, man, all right?
I will.
All right. Go see an ENT.
Hello?
Yeah, I was calling about this sex doll, the used but still good one.
No, we bought it already, Mike.
They bought it already.
Somebody posted somebody's number up there with that picture.
Ask them what they want to, you'll make them a deal on it, man. Offer them half price,
What happened is somebody posted somebody's number up there with that's what it was.
Yeah, it's a joke.
And renting it to you.
I was going to say something like, I'm really big and I don't have a girlfriend. You think if I blow it up, could I put it in my passenger seat and ride around with it?
You get the carpool in.
You think you got 30 minutes here, honey?
Hello?
Yes, I was calling about that sex doll. I really need it, man. I don't have a girlfriend. I'm really big. And I really want to ride in the carpool lane. And they said I'm almost big enough to ride in the carpool lane by myself, but I just need at least one more person. I'll make you a deal, dude. I'll give you $200 right now, cash.
Adam?
How'd you know?
Who's this?
Adam.
What the fuck?
I don't. I couldn't figure.
I love it. I always love it when we do pranks and they think I'm somebody and I go along with it. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm mad. That's what I do.
I remember. Mad. Do you remember when you called that chicken place and that you're talking about that black girl and she kept saying, "Is this Stanley? Is this Stanley?" And she goes, "Where's Harry?" And you told him, "Oh, Harry's over here whacking off." That was hilarious.
I know there was. Well, I called Fuddruckers also once, and I had like a 5-minute conversation with the chick. And at the end, she's like, "Is this?" I forgot who she thought I was. And I was like, "Yeah." And I said I was really into her and all this stuff, and we needed to hook up and all that shit. And she's like, "No, what do you mean? Like you like?" She got
I thought she was gay.
And then there was
the Fuddruckers.
And then there was the who's that guy? Who's the infomercial guy? Billy, what was his name?
Billy Mays.
And then I prank called the neighbor. The first time, the big argument, then the second time I called him, it was just a chick. And then I did this weird thing, and then at the end she thought I was really like her friend. And I was like, "Yeah, we need to hook up." And she was almost kind of thinking about it, like she kind of wanted
to. She was.
Yeah. But she's like, "Yeah, but well, your girlfriend's, you know, or your wife is going to be like, what's up?"
And who's that one that went to jail? And then after he went to jail, he did the commercial that says, "I might have went to jail." He did this one commercial for some kind of mop, and he said, "I might have went to jail, but that's what I'm talking about."
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he got his tongue bit off by
the ShamWow.
Yeah, but then he did a commercial, and he was bragging about going to jail and still and everything.
Did he come out? Did he get out of jail and all that? I remember him.
Yeah, he's out.
That prostitute bit his tongue off, right?
Yeah, she bit his tongue off.
Fuck.
And he did another commercial, though. Somebody else hired him. And he was bragging on that commercial that he said, "I might have gotten in trouble, but I still know good products." And it was hilarious.
That's cool, though. He's got street cred, you know? Nothing wrong with that. He's making the best out of it. That's good. He's a smart guy. You know, there you go. You know who I haven't heard about again a long time is, remember the Dell guy, the Dell dude? He went to jail. He got in trouble for pot possession and stuff.
I don't remember the Dell dude.
Yeah, you remember, like, dude, you're getting a Dell. Like, for in the early 2000s, he was all over the place. Dude, you're getting a Dell. Anyway.
I miss those Apple versus PC commercials. They were kind of fun.
That guy, the PC guy is really funny. He's on, he makes appearances on the Twit network a lot. He's actually a really funny guy. He's a pretty good comedian. Twit.
He does movies too.
Does he? Yeah. He's got a weird mustache though. Throws me off. He's got like this handlebar mustache. Anyway,
no, pedophile mustache.
It's one of those. Yeah. All right. Ken sent in another number here for Glenn. Sounds like another setup. Is this another sex doll? Blow up doll needed. Yeah, another one. And Topanga. Blow up doll needed for a scene in legit film. Use is okay. Just getting used as a prop, but needs to inflate. Will not be having sex with it, so don't get jealous. Call Glenn. All right, so Glenn is looking for a blow up doll for a movie scene. There you go. You want to do this one too, Death Fox?
I'll let you take this one. I couldn't even hardly think what's saying on that last one. I'll do it. I'll do another call, though.
All right, cool. Let's see.
Tell him if you don't take the blow-up doll, if you could do a stand-in for the blow-up doll.
You could make a Boy Meets World joke since you listen to Topanga.
Topanga had some nice tits, man. Oh, my God. Big natural tits.
Topanga Canyon.
Whatever happened to that? What happened to that girl?
Hi, this is Glenn. I'm not available. Leave your number and I'll call you back.
I'm making a movie. All right.
Still, UK or New Zealand accent there?
Sounded like it, yeah. Or South African. I'm gonna look up, see what happened to that Topanga girl. I wonder if she's been naked yet in a movie. I'm gonna rent it.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Oh my God.
What was that?
Because I was the same age as her when that show was at. I was the same age.
You know? She was like semi-naked and slutty in Dorm Days, I believe it was.
Was she? Oh my God.
I thought about you. I thought about her when you said lives in Topanga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd live in Topanga. Is her name Betsy Randall? Let's see. It sounds like it. No, not her. I'm looking at the cast.
Boy Meets World?
The cast of Boy Meets World, yeah. I don't think it was her Topanga.
She had to be the co-host. She was in there so much.
It's Danielle Fishel.
Yep, Danielle Fishel. All right, let's see here. Danielle Fishel She earned a degree in psychology. Ooh, she's smart, too. Nice, wow. Man. She's 31. She's 2 years younger than me.
She looks really different now.
Does she? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Google her shit.
I got to Google it now.
Let's see what movie she's been in here. Long Shot, National Lampoon's Dorm Days, that you were talking about.
That's the one I'm talking about. Dorm Days. She looks really slutty in that movie.
She was in Dorm Days, too, also. And she hasn't been in much. A movie called Game Box and another one called The Chosen One. That's it. Not much here. She was in, there's a TV show called Girl Meets World that she's in. What's that? Never heard of that. What's that, on the ABC Family Network or something?
Nobody watches that network.
Disney Channel. Yeah, that's what a Disney Channel. I knew it was something like that. Yeah. Well, it's an ABC thing. I guess Disney has it. Oh, dude, by the way, I wanted to mention the news that came out on Thursday, and I called this years ago. There was a show with me and Tuck talking about Star Wars, and I was saying how awesome it would have been if George Lucas would have let other people direct some of those prequel movies, including J.J. Abrams. I said that specifically. I said, how awesome would it be if J.J. Abrams had a shot at directing a Star Wars movie? And sure enough, the Star Wars Episode 7 is coming out in 2015, and Disney announced that J.J. Abrams is going to be directing it. I'm really excited about that. That's going to be freaking awesome.
Probably you.
I'm very, and I called that. I called that back in like 2009. And I've actually mentioned it a few times. And I'm really excited about that. See what J.J. Abrams is going to do with a Star Wars movie.
What if they cast all Disney teen stars as the cast of Star Wars?
God, they're not going to do that. Disney teen. What, iCarly?
Hannah Montana as Princess Leia. No, I'm just kidding.
iCarly. Oh, fuck. Man, yeah. Dude, yeah, I was with my nephews, man. They're like 6 and 4. I was helping babysit them. We were watching Disney, and some show came on about, it was like a fucking, some alien kid, and he's gay or something. The fuck was that about? It's like this really flamboyant gay guy. It's like a gay version of Mork and Mindy. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's obviously gay.
On Disney?
Yeah, on the Disney Channel. It's on Saturdays. And it's like, yeah, this guy was like super, he's like really, really gay. He's like so obviously like flaming gay on a family show. And I was like, oh my God.
That's all my nieces and nephew watch. I mean, they watch Disney and Nickelodeon when they come up here. I've watched those shows with them. I'm like, what is this? It's like, it's so retarded. Mm-hmm. And they have laughed over sound. Tracks. None of it's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had my microphone muted when he talked about J.J. Abrams directing the Episode 7. I think that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Because I think he did a good job with that Star Trek movie. The next one's coming out here in a few months. I really like that the 2009 Star Trek. I'm a Star Trek fan and a Star Wars fan. You know,
I think it might have been an episode of Will and Grace, Hermano.
Will and Grace? No. Yeah. It wasn't Will and Grace. No, seriously, it's a kid who's an alien, and he took the form of a kid, but he's really gay. I don't know, man.
Sounds like a rapist.
Something like that. I don't know. It's the fucking the gay Jewish agenda, man. You know, we've talked about this before, exposing that stuff like that. And
we're going
pranked.
And the Zionist fucking bullshit.
The hair bands from the 80s, like Poison and Scorpion and all that. You know? Sometimes.
Not Scorpion. Aww,
Scorpions are awesome.
Scorpion's awesome.
They're not no fucking hair band, dude. Them motherfuckers are catchy.
They were hard out. I don't know. Who were they?
They might have gone through like a 3-year period where they were kind of big hair band type. But
yeah. Who were they?
They never did, man. They never had no big hair.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are the Scorpions, but you know, you're right on the other ones. You Poison, you know, who Delta, all them.
I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
You know, who's some real
Night Stranger,
Metallica. Yeah. Metallica wasn't a hair band.
Might as well be.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, you know what?
They cut their balls off when they cut their hair, man. Yeah. That was the last thing, man. Cliff Burton.
The last good Metallica CD was, I think, for me, was Loaded.
Loaded? I don't know. The last good one.
I saw them motherfuckers right when they cut their hair. I also saw them at Justice for All, and I met all them motherfuckers. And man, they sucked, man, when they cut their hair, dude. Trust me, man. I was at a Lollapalooza show, and they really sucked.
I could give a shit for them after they banned me from Napster. Fuck all of them, assholes.
You know, I got banned, too. And I downloaded one Metallica song, and it happened to be that weekend where they were logging And so I got banned. And it was a song that from an album that I had, but I just couldn't find it.
Yeah, that was
so
bullshit.
I paid for it.
It was there was a script you could download and clear your shit out anyway. It wasn't a big deal. But fuck that, man. That was Lars, asshole. Yeah. But the last Metallica album I like was the one that came out in 92, the one that had Unforgiven, the first version of Unforgiven. That's a badass song.
The garage one?
I don't know, and it had nothing really.
I think it was either Load or Reloaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Load was the last good album.
That was the Black album.
Which is the one that had nothing really
Unforgiven was the Black album, you're right.
Nothing really matters.
Yep.
That one. Yeah. That's a badass song. Milkman.
One guy and all that on there.
Do you know how to play Nothing Really Matters? When your finger's fixed again, you gotta play that for us on the air. Nothing Really Matters. That's one of my favorite guitar, pieces.
Oh yeah, those licks there, man. Those are seminal licks, man. Yeah, that could be played, man.
Semen licks.
Close, thank you.
When I was 15, I was learning to play guitar, and I can play like 3 seconds of an Eagles song for you one day.
All right, of an Eagles song. Hotel California, that's the only song I know of the Eagles.
It ain't even that. It's one of those off-brand ones nobody knows, but it's all I learned, then I quit.
That's another good guitar riff, is Hotel California, the beginning of that, you know? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That guy, that cat, well, he was on the Howard Stern show. He was talking about how they came up with the song. They wrote it when they're all hanging out at some beach house.
Don Felder.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. He was a pretty good, he had a pretty good interview. He played an acoustic version there in the Howard's studio. It was really good.
Yeah, Don Felder can jam, man. He was raw, dude. And they cut him out. The Eagles screwed him, man.
Yeah.
But he did win a case against them, but you know, they screwed him royally after that. You know, he's not included on any shows or anything anymore. Basically, once they screwed him, they bought his part out.
All right, cool.
You probably don't want to do it, but I got a hotel with an unlimited switchboard right on the front. You just hit the room numbers, and it just goes on a loop. Even when it's ringing, if nobody's answering, you just hit three numbers.
Yeah, we'll post it. You post it?
I've messed with so many people in there and recorded it.
Oh, you did that in one of your shows recently, right? You're doing the hotel thing.
Yeah, but Everyday New. If the lady at the front desk, we called and was like, we're in room, blah, blah, blah. She says, what do you want me to do? They just prank calls. She don't care.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool, she's game.
Yeah, I'll give you the number.
That's awesome.
But just right when you call it, all you got the room start at 101 and go up to 149, and it goes all the way like that until 4:35.
Yeah. Hey, who's that prank caller who was on with you on that show you put on YouTube earlier in the week?
Prank Session Radio. If I ever do a show, he's going to do it with me. He's really good at doing a black voice.
Dozier.
Yeah,
he
seems like a cool dude. Anyway, we got a call. Ken sent another request to prank here. We got a guy who he wants to barter. He has fixed knives. He wants to barter for someone to do an easy tattoo. An easy tattoo? What's that mean?
What's an easy tattoo?
I don't know. It's just
butterfly.
Just a letter. Hey, tell him you'll barter, but all your tattoos are pictures of penises. All right, cool, man. Ken, whatever you say.
You'll barter for crack, Ken. You'll barter for crack. You can only tattoo while on crack.
So wait, he wants to trade knives for a tattoo. All right, cool. Whatever. Good luck with it.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Hey, you want to trade some knives for a tattoo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? You said an easy tattoo?
What was that?
Huh? This is Rex. You want me to do an easy tattoo on you?
Well, I have a tattoo that's on my arm. I want to see if you can color it in.
You want me to color it in?
Yeah, I want like red, white, and blue in the lettering.
Oh, and what? So it says easy. Is that what it says?
I think it'll be easier.
Oh, you want a tattoo that says easy?
If you want to, I get somebody else that wants to do it. So.
Oh, because we can put a tattoo in a small of your back that says easy, so that you know when you're at the gay bar, you should.
No, correct.
And people know you're easy, and they'll fuck you in the ass because you're easy little slut girl, right?
Fuck yeah. Did he say? Did he say Eazy-E?
I don't know, man.
The rapper,
yeah,
the black rapper.
Eric, I kind of heard that.
Did you say the black rapper, Death Fox? Is that a stretch for you? You didn't know? That's a big thing.
No, black. I just found out 5 minutes ago. I googled him.
Eazy-E, Eric Wright, man.
He was epic.
Rapping
legend. He got an A's. I know him.
Yeah, he's a rap legend, man, dude. Eazy-E's the fucking man.
You know you're fucking a lot of girls when you die from AIDS as a rapper.
Well, he came out. You know what it was? They used to say that he hated using. He never used condoms. He actually another Howard Stern story. He was on a Howard Stern show once, and he said, "I don't use condoms." And like Howard was like, "Aren't you afraid of getting AIDS?" Like, "Nah, I'm always with girls who look clean." Sure enough, that was his quote. He said that just like that. Sure enough, the guy died of HIV, man.
It's supposed to be coming out a documentary with him. I think his daughter's playing him or something like that, was.
His daughter's playing him.
His daughter's playing
him. They're not playing him, sorry. Yeah. She's going to have a part in it. I think...
I bet your balls, dude.
He was a short dude.
Eazy-E!
Well, his voice was like that. He was kind of... He had that cool voice. He's like, "Yeah, man." Like, he talked like that kind of, you know?
No, he was amazing. He was an amazing rapper.
Oh, my God, yeah. He's a very underrated rapper. Like, you don't ever hear not many people talking about him. So I hope that documentary comes out. I hope he gets some play, you know, because you could talk about Dr. Dre and all that, but he was the originator of gangster rap, Eazy-E, man. There would not have been anything that if it wasn't for E, man.
Didn't Chris Rock make that movie? Was it Chris Rock? That Cell Block movie? It was basically making
CB4. Yeah, CB4. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he was, and everything.
He was MC Gusto, yeah. And that actually had Charlie Murphy was in that movie. He did a really good job in that movie, too.
Charlie Murphy's really funny. He needs to do more stuff.
Yeah, but I heard Charlie Murphy, he tried to break in last year into stand-up, and he really sucked, apparently. And he was, like, yelling at people, and I think didn't he get paid and walked out without doing any jokes or something? There was a big controversy like that, but he was getting heckled. He didn't know how to handle it.
It's hilarious on Chappelle's show.
Yeah. Eazy-E, man.
Yeah, he don't get enough props for what he should be getting.
No, he doesn't, man. Eazy-E, dude. It's totally, man.
You got me having that 6'4 song in my head, and I look what you did.
The 6'4, rolling in my 6'4, Boys in the Hood? Hell yeah, man.
Early.
Boys in the Hood are always hard. Come talking that trash. Pull your car. Fuck me, boy, because I ain't say shit.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Eazy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
I thought that was you, dude. I thought that was you. I was like, damn.
Hey, yo, Eazy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
That's Dre. That's the young Dr. Dre. You heard him? Yeah.
Ice Cube used to be really good until he started making kids. I had to be in Compton soon.
That sounds like Jay Battle right there.
Jay Battle. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside. Pointed my weapon, just as I thought the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play.
I remember Alpine.
It was actually his son, Little Eazy-E, that was going to play him.
In my 6'4". Jock in the Creeks.
Check it out. Nunu's rocking, man. He's into it. Knuckleheads
out there. Yeah, quote, shooting some hoop. That's a badass song. This here is my favorite Eazy-E song of all time, man, right here. It's Still a Nigga. It's got a badass beat. Listen to this. Straight off the streets of Compton. Yeah, dedicated and by most suckers hated. But I got something I want you motherfuckers to know. I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's a sick ass beat.
In the 90s, I don't trust them. And bitches on my dick, cause they ain't shit, so motherfucker. Eazy really don't give a fuck. It don't concern me if it don't pertain to money or enough. But then again, to a few of my friends, 9 times out of 10, buy some ends or some skins. Cause I'm the type of nigga that got to have like a rabbit. Rapping is my whole soul. Busting hoes is my habit. I know all of these shit.
But what was different back then about music that now? They told a story then. They don't tell stories now. They just go,
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's all about, I got this. I got this. I got that. That's all it is about now. I got money.
Money.
Back then he's like, yo, man, I got to shoot it.
Money and drugs.
Back then it was about money and drugs, but also about, you know, I shot someone and I fucked your girl, and you know.
I ain't going to lie. I like Kid Cudi. You can.
Kid Cudi. Like
Nunu just shit his pants, man.
Yeah, Nunu's having a fit.
Yeah,
he's going.
He needs a defense change. Orderly.
Nunu's a cunt.
This is now the KDK meeting.
Cyan, are you around?
Cyan.
We gotta call her back and send her over to Benchner's home.
All right, let's do pranks for Nunu. All right,
get him on the webcam.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody propping him up there, man.
Y'all ever heard your Nunu soundboard pranks? He's got hosted.
He's gonna call in. Hey, he just said he's gonna call in.
Nunu's gonna do a show with soundboards only. You won't ever hear him.
He's got like 100 soundboard pranks hosting on KCK.
He's gonna talk with a computer voice like anonymous videos. You know, that's gonna be the whole thing.
It's your big shadow. It's just a black shadow, man.
It's going to be him in the Guy Fawkes mask the whole time. All right. We got another barter here for the ceramic horse heads.
Face just wouldn't work, man. I'll
link it to me and let me read it.
All right. Ceramic horse heads. I'm going to paste the whole thing from Ken that he sent on the form. Let me get here for you. And we still got UK calls to do. Maybe that'll make Mr. Nunu happy.
I'd like to do a UK call. We'll slide back in if we do some UK wake up calls. That might cheer him up.
Yeah, I want this one. I got this one.
Gets grouchy at times.
All right. So what is this guy wants to? He's looking to sell or trade. He has the horse heads, or he want? Oh, we need one of these to.
Does he got two?
He wants to sell them or he wants to sell them or trade them for something.
Oh, all right. I don't know what you do with that.
If it's got two heads, does it got two asses?
There you go. It's like the cat with two faces. Like, no. That's not it. No.
All right. Continue the theme a little there. Right. Extrapolation.
Here you go. Here you go, Death Fox.
Okay.
You knew you're going to get kicked out of the chat room because of that.
Hey, how you doing, sir? I was calling about the horse head.
Yeah. What's up?
Nothing much. Is there like the horse head? Is it solid, or is there like a place like you could put something inside of it, or your head inside of it?
No, it's solid.
It's solid. Like, where'd you get it? I'm just wondering.
No, I got it from a deceased guy. He used to live with my grandma when he moved out. He left a lot of stuff here.
I'm doing a reenactment, Father, and I was wondering if I could borrow it for, like, maybe, like, a year.
No.
Come on, man. I'll give you a dollar.
Too bad, no.
I want to come get it.
Why not?
Yeah, you are. Please? What do you want to trade for it?
That's funny. He's like, no. Yeah, I am. No. That guy sounds like you.
No, I had a joke going. I had something I planned if it was. It looked like it had a hole in it. I was going to say I wanted my girl to put it on her head so I could fuck her like a horse.
Kind of like the Godfather thing. You put the ceramic horse in the bed with a bunch of fake blood around it.
Yeah. But then all I could think of was like the reenactment of Godfather. Yeah.
I think Death Fox needs to talk to Faizan.
Faizan. We'll try. It might be too late. We'll try. What time is it over there, Milkman? It's like 12, right? I don't think they're going to be open. Oh, well, we got the house.
It's Saturday. They may be closing late, dude. It's only a quarter after 11, man. You may be able to just actually slide in at this time.
Oh, I'll slide in.
But if you look at the picture of it, it looks like it's just a mask. And
yeah, that's not ceramic.
Who is this?
Faizan. Well, it's the restaurant. I don't think they're going to open.
Are they great?
They're Turkish. You know, a Turkish horse. Oh, excuse me.
They like the Greek style, too.
They don't like Greeks. Actually, don't say Greek. It'll get mad at you.
I pasted that hotel for you right there. It is.
All
right,
I got it.
I'll do the dialing if you want. Probably within 5 or 6 rooms, you'll get somebody, and they'll be mad.
Nah, they're closed, guys. Sorry. We tried.
What about Charlie? Can you call Charlie?
Yeah. Cell phone? Sure.
Let me talk to him.
All right, big Charlie. Charlie Murphy.
Big Charlie, oh fuck yeah.
You collect ceramic horse herds. I'm just like,
this is weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, I knew. When this, as a matter of fact, when this album came out, I used to listen to it with my friend Joel and his mom. His mom collected ceramic pigs, and I went over to the house once, and when no one was looking, I put all the pigs so they were like humping each other. And I got in so much trouble because like she called my mom.
I bought the ceramic pig and put it in a suit for some reason. I just thought of that.
What? Okay.
Just put a suit on it. That would look awesome. All right. A pig in a suit. Couldn't you imagine that?
Yeah, it's called a cop, man. Here's Charlie. Charlie's cell phone. This is for Baz. Don't talk over Baz. Right.
I'm mute when you do call.
6-4 in the Fizzangs. Chick, this shit is wicked on the street in front of us. Let me see the wickedness will never cease.
Please leave your message for 8083.
808, nigga. Alright, we'll try him again. Oh, man. We've been calling Charlie for what, 4 years now, I think?
Oh, shit. He is beloved.
If I ever go to Honolulu, I have to go to his place, man. I got to see the guy in person.
I don't know. I don't
recognize you.
I won't talk.
Your voice. Shit my food.
Honolulu.
Please leave your message.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, we'll try the restaurant then.
Mm-hmm. Try the Hogshead.
Yeah, they got to still be open. It's only, what, about 8? 16
yeah.
There?
Yeah, they're open soon.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is Charlie? May I speak with Charlie, please?
Oh, Charlie is not here today.
Where is he?
Another Charlie is here, but another Charlie not working today.
Oh, okay. Hey, I have a question for you. Can I make a special request?
No, she's gone. There's
we want to talk. I was going to tell her
that I just bought a cat with two faces, and I was going to see if they could cook it.
He cut her now.
She said another Charlie was working. You should ask for that.
Yeah, cut right to him, man. Let's get another Charlie.
Yeah, let's call back and ask for the other Charlie.
So he'll join into the madhouse.
Yeah, Baz, ask for
like another willing.
You should call him Charlie Number Two. Can I speak to Charlie Number Two?
Charlie Junior.
Charles Junior.
Charles Junior.
Hello?
What happened? Why'd you hang up on me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you?
Can I speak to the other Charlie? You said there was another Charlie working there?
Other Charlie is not no more time now. Who is calling? You want to leave me a message?
You said he's got no more tongue?
Huh?
What happened? Did somebody bite it off?
Another Charlie, no more time talking to you. So he's really
okay,
busy.
Well, can I ask you a question? I have a question about...
Yes.
Yes. Do you do special order food?
Special order, yeah. What would you like?
Okay, well, I was on Craigslist, and I made a deal. I bartered some 420 for a cat with two faces. And I was wondering if... I bought a cat with two faces. Can you cook cat with two faces for me?
Oh, you can cook yourself. We not cook this time.
Cook a penis.
Why?
We just cook like a duck, chicken, or beef. Yeah, not cook this kind.
It's legal.
Cook yourself.
I bought it.
Oh, you just
please?
Cook yourself.
Please?
No. I do not do this one.
Why?
No, why? Not why.
I'll kill it for you. It's already dead. All you have to do is just cook it. I'll even skin it and clean it for you. Can you make chow mein? Cat chow mein.
We'll take the shit out of the cat.
Hello?
We only cook a duck, a beef. What else? Chicken.
Real quick, I just want y'all to know, Bookapoo's banned by me because he was on my real Facebook.
What?
And he was creeping on my family.
Oh, Bookapoo, man. Come on, he's a weird dude, man.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Kick him out. Keep him out. He's got problems, that guy.
What's
man.
Up with this, man?
He's a creeper, man.
And he went on PrankWiki and posted my real name all over the place.
What
so,
the fuck?
And...
Really?
Oh, that's a fucking dildo, man. What the hell is all that, man? I mean, come on.
He is a dildo. He keeps...
He's not of the brand. brethren, it seems.
He keeps creeping on people all over the place. And
he's not of the brethren, dude. If he's turning people out, dude, he's not of the brethren. That's not good, man.
Yeah, Bookapoo, come on, man.
Dude, we can turn our back on him.
That's not cool, Bookapoo. That's not nice, you know?
You don't turn out a brother.
No, man, you don't. You broke
not,
the code.
Not in the militia, brother. You got to take on the whole crew now.
Well, you're in big trouble now.
Remember, bros before hoes.
I just wanted y'all to know why I'm banning him nonstop. Shit, I just Z-lined half the group.
Oops.
That was wrong command. Let me fix
you
that.
You Z-lined a bunch of people, dude.
Damn. He's in Z-line, damn.
I accidentally did a country code Z-line. Oh, that was my bad.
My life, son.
You Z-lined
this. They're not even coming back to start back.
Yeah. Dozer even? Dude, isn't Dozer one of your boys?
I was trying to ban his entire city, but I fixed it. I just fixed it. My bad.
It's like you Z-lined them for no reason. You Z-lined them. That's funny as hell, man. Wow. Anyway, God, I had something big that I was going to talk about that I remembered. We talked about Eazy-E. I don't remember now. There was something big that I was going to announce.
R.I.P.
This is why I want to fix the chat so I can get his real IP and ban him.
Yeah, dude, you gotta do that. We're getting rid of the Mibit chat thing, and we're gonna put in a nice little widget so we got more control. And that way we don't have that ad. You know, the Mibit client has an ad in there and it screws stuff up. Hey,
I got coding it. Don't worry. And when you fix my access slider tonight, I'm gonna fix the timer clock so people quit complaining, and I'm gonna change it so it says it shows Saturday.
There you go. Much appreciated. I need the help. Yeah, we'll get some stuff up there and all that. Enigma, you did a good job with that too. Enigma's the guy that did most of the design. You two can get together, and in case there's anything there you want to make sure that you don't break or gets broken, Enigma can help you out.
Enigma, we talk on Skype.
Enigma's up on it. Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah, man. Totally, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. All right. Let me play a prank call here because we hit the time limit on the video here. Any second now, we're going to hit it so that we don't lose. We're going to do a part two of the video for YouTube. So let me play a prank here real quick while I redo the video. I got to end it all and right. Start a new one.
I'm going to go take an upper decker.
All right, go do that, man. Let me see what prank I can play here. Let me see. I'm going to Zone 2. We haven't heard that in a while, I don't think. Let's listen to some.
You should let Dozer call in the show. That dude's hilarious.
Yeah.
Call.
Big Dozer. That's your boy. He's Z-lined and now he's never going to come back.
No, he's back.
All right. He's cool. I mean, he's all right. Good. Good. That's cool.
Yeah, he seemed like a legit guy. We should have him on here sometime.
Why make up lies?
Why make up lies? All right.
You never creeped on family. That's why I deleted my personal Facebook.
That's fucked up, man.
Nah, that's not the brother. That's not good.
You almost fucked up, Holmes. No, seriously, but why, man? You know?
Yeah, why, man?
Yeah, why, man? That's not cool, man. Yeah.
That's not cool.
Anyway, new topic. Frank Hall Show, not Who's a Dude Show.
All
right. Moving right along. That's moving right along.
That's what he wants us to do is keep talking about
I don't know what you're talking about. Moving right along.
He's already off the lay stuff, though. Might as well bat him from here.
Yeah. Deaf lady.
I'll be talking then.
A blind lady.
Carlito, like I said, from Carlito's Madhouse Thursday nights right here on SyndicateRadio.tv.
Syndicate Radio.
Let's get this in.
Zola.
Well,
how you doing, dear? The Ethel Silla?
She's asleep. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is her old friend, Miriam. Miriam Lay.
Oh, could you hold on for a second,
please? Well, who am I speaking to, dear?
This is her daughter.
Oh, what's your name? I keep forgetting. I got the Alzheimer's, dear.
Hattie.
I'm sorry, Fatty?
Hattie.
Oh, Hattie, like a hat you wear on your head?
Wait, hold on. Let me turn the TV down there.
What? All right. Carlito, you pick it up from here, okay? Carlito?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Daddy?
Yeah, Ethel Siller is coming on the phone.
Okay, hello?
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 It's Ethel.
She's asleep.
Oh, geez. Well, I have a lady here that we found here outside of the steps of the church, and she gave us her phone number for a contact, and we're off, you know, we can do the free cab ride, but she says the only person that really knows where she can, I mean, we've gone through her phone records here, and her phone, you know, the little phone book thing that you got, the black little phone thing that she's got in her purse.
Uh-huh.
I got her, you know, she's here next to me right now. I don't know if she's diabetic or she's drunk. You know?
Ain't nothing wrong with me.
And what's her name?
What's your name, lady?
If I don't put Miriam Lay.
Miriam Lay?
Gee, that's for Ethel. Is Ethel there?
Yes, my mother's name is Ethel.
All right, well, can we put Ethel on the line, please?
Okay, hold on, please.
All right.
That's one of them RBCP soundboards right there.
We're waking up a little lady up.
Why is everything silent?
Because Zolar didn't know how to edit stuff, that's why. All right, we're the broadcast is redone here. I'll shut this off.
Hello? Yes, Ethel.
Yes,
Ethel. I'm here with
this prank. I don't think this prank gets good until the end. Let me skip to the end real quick. If I remember correctly, this is like one of the first appearances of the White Devil here.
22, 27. Blessed he had. That's what you say.
This is a good one.
At 7:10. At 7:10.
11:10 a.m.
Uh huh. Today.
Well, I guess maybe she'll be alone. I mean, kind of good day all by.
You got the number on that receipt?
Yeah.
Give me the number on the receipt.
Receipt number
235-001-235-9315.
9315. 9315. 9315 to check out.
No, she don't know. She, no, no.
Did she make an authorized phone payment center?
Ethel, don't listen to him. He with the White Devil. Ethel, don't listen to him. Don't give him your personal... Ethel!
Oh, Lord. Well...
Ethel, this is Miriam. Can you hear me, dear?
Can we bring Miriam over, I mean, to get this... I mean, honestly, she's either drunk or diabetic. Do you have, like, any hard candy over there, do you think?
Hard candy.
Yeah.
Seven hard candy he has.
Hard candy. They want
to... Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Do you have any hard candy for Ethel?
Yes.
Okay, because she, I think the lady.
I need it. Miriam Lay. I need it.
I'm confused. The White Devil's on the line somehow. I don't understand how. And this lady's put in a diabetic shock.
I'm not in shock. I saw the White Devil. Is Ethel, who is on the phone? Ethel's daughter?
You know what? My mother is blind and she is almost 90 years old. If y'all come with this foolishness again, I will have the phone come.
She fucking finally realized that it was a fucking joke.
There you go. Big Zolar. Zolar Party Nation. Zolar Vision.
Dude, you and Zolar. You and Zolar did some epic pranks together.
Yeah, man. Me and Zolar, we do a good job together.
Motherfucker.
You should call him.
Zolar.
He's on the air. I think he's on the air, or he was on the air earlier tonight. He goes on Saturday nights, too.
Oh, cool.
I tried to tweet him and talk to him on Facebook. He won't reply to anything.
Gotta add him on Skype.
He's a real busy guy, though, man. Zolar's always been like that. I mean, when he's ready to talk, he'll talk. And if you fart around, he's back out and gone, man. He's just like that.
Well, I got, like, Zolar wanted me to get on Battle Cam, and he wanted me to join a show every once in a while. And I was doing it, but Prankmaster was getting mad about it. I don't know for what. And I was like, dude, like
can we play the blue raft later, man?
Yeah,
just out of celebration.
Sure. But I told Zolar, I was like, Zolar, look, I mean, I love you, dude, but like, if Adam Erlander is gonna be on, you know, he's just a dickhead, and I don't want to be associated with him because he's a fucking asshole, you know. Anyway,
I've got a daughter that's getting close to teenage years. I gotta. You know, you gotta be careful about dudes like that.
Yeah, man. They'll be like Bookapoo creeping on you.
Make sure that she don't fall.
Yeah.
Fell right on it.
You know, we're talking all this
stuff. Dozer said he wouldn't mind doing a call with you if you let me add him too.
Yeah, well, Dozer, tell him to add this
here, I'll
Skype
tag him in here. I'll just tag him in here.
All right, bring him in. I don't know if
there you go. It's down there in the Skype. Just click it.
All right, let me add him.
Solar kicked Carlito off the stream. I forgot about that.
He kicked me off the stream. What? He did? Who you think I am? All right, is he ready for me to add him now, or does he need some time?
I'm talking to him in private about it.
Yeah.
He's late, dude.
We was on a show, man. He cut in on us one time. I forgot about that. Was there in the wars of PCR wars got started?
Yeah. Well, tell me when it's okay. Dozer, hit me up. Well, Dozer, he just added me here, so.
Yeah, it's right. He's ready. He said, add him.
He said, add him now? He's ready?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Let me get Dozer.
Adam Erlander. Who added him?
What are you talking about, Milkman? You talking to yourself again? Crazy old man.
I thought you said he's going to add Adam Erlander. I said, fuck added him, man? Don't add him if you don't know who he is.
We're not talking about him. We're talking about someone else, Pendejo. All right, we
What's up, Madhouse?
Hey, Dozer. How you doing, man?
What's going on?
All right.
Hey, Dozer.
So what do we got here? Can you send in another number for a one-bedroom house to share?
I don't.
What the hell? Who has a one-bedroom house? It's like a trailer. He wants to share, but says, fuck you that you will sleep in the living room. What? He has a one-bedroom house he wants to share, but says, fuck you that you will sleep. Is that guy for real? What is it? Ken, where'd you get this one from? Was this really...
lost Ken.
Oh, we do. We lose Ken? I'm here talking to Ken. He's not even here. I don't know, right? One-bedroom house to share? I don't know if this is legit, but we'll try it.
You should insist that you'll do it, but you need to share the bed.
Yeah.
You want to do it in your ghetto voice, Dozer?
Yeah, I'll take this one. That'd be funny.
All right, Dozer. So here's a guy who says he wants to share a one-bedroom house.
Okay. This would be funny. Right.
Wow. That guy really worked out. Oh, sorry about that. That didn't work out. We got more where that came from. Let me get back to Lonesome's numbers. We got a whole bunch of them. We got a guy named Larry with a one-ton truck headed west to Missouri and then back to Idaho. If you need something hauled, transported, dogs, cats, four-door, or looking for a ride, can also pick up out east on a return trip, apparently. Okay.
Hey, is Earth Dog still around?
Nah, I haven't heard from Earth Dog in years, man. Okay. I haven't heard from that cat in years, no.
I never heard too much, but I didn't flash for a little while.
Okay.
You're breaking up, Milkman.
Yeah, you're breaking up again, Milkman. You got a case of the breakups. I thought we had English. I thought I had Lonesome had sent us some British numbers. Let me look again. Where'd they go? Oh, shit. Colin has an ad for a female hamster who needs a home. I'm gonna drop in a few numbers here in the Skype chat real quick, just so you guys can bring yourselves up to speed. Do some rapid fire calls here. All right, Colin has an ad for a female hamster, as I said. Springfield, Missouri.
65806 is that zip code? I used to live there.
Yeah, Missouri.
Yeah.
The Show Me State.
Oh, the entire town is just a bunch of gothics. I ain't gonna lie. They have a gothic club every 5 feet.
Nice. I'd get with a goth chick, man, in a second. I'd be all mean to her too. Burn cigarettes on her ass. You want this, Dozer? Female hamster? Is that up your alley?
I don't really have a premise for that, man.
I don't know either. I don't know. All right, I'm just gonna be goofy.
All right.
That always works. I'll probably go nowhere.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. You have a female hamster?
Yeah, that's for my son.
Oh, okay, and so you're giving it away or you're selling it?
I have no idea what he's doing with it. I just think you could call back tomorrow.
Oh, well, when you say it needs a home, I have a home for it. It's in my ass. Like, I like to put hamsters in my ass and stuff like that. Would that work out? Is that good enough for you? All right, whatever.
Should ask into the
butt chugging falchion.
We'll call tomorrow and do that again.
You got to declaw it first.
No, man, that right there removes from the excitement, don't it?
Yeah, man. What are you talking about? That's half the fun. Is the claw.
I learned that on South Park. You got to declaw it.
Oh, God. We got some Indian restaurants. Here we go. Let's order some banjud.
Oh, I got an idea for the tandoori oven.
Tandoori oven. What's your idea?
Well, something that they can make in the tandoori oven.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, if they have a tandoori oven, that's the whole question. All right, here we go. Here's the first one. The handy Indian cuisine. Let's try this. Pow.
By the way, I'm putting the numbers in there. You can click them.
All right. And I'm still, I don't know. What the fuck happened to those British wake up call numbers? Oh, here we go. I found them now. Keep smoking, milkman. Keep smoking that marijuana cigarette. You see what's going to happen here. I don't know if these places are open anymore. It's late.
No, you got to call one like in Hawaii or something.
Yeah, I think the Cali ones are closed by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Lonesome confirmed these like around...
I was going to ask them if... they're called the Handy. Mm-hmm. Ask them if you can either get a Handy or a Blowy.
Handy. Okay. All right, here's a wake-up call. These are always fun.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is your 5 a.m. wake-up call. I know I'm a little late. Are you awake now?
What you on about?
Oh, well, you had it down here have a wake-up call this morning.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Did you wake up?
I've not asked for anything. Who are you, anyway?
Oh, I'm Cross. I'm with United Wake Up Machines. We wake people up in the morning. It's a free service.
Well, I've never even heard of it before. And don't do it. Would you mind
moving it
off our list?
Do you want us to take you off the list?
Yes, because I've never even asked for it.
Oh, do you have the authorization code to remove you?
I've never even heard of you.
Well, if you don't give me the code, the computer won't take you off the list. You understand?
Well, how can I give you a code when I don't even know about it?
Well, try one. What code do you think it might be?
I don't know. 22.
Let me see. 22, you say?
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Do you have any others it might be?
I don't know. 20.
20. 20. Let me try that here. Nope, not 20.
How many digits are you supposed to have?
4 digits.
Well, I didn't know that then.
All right. Well, I can make it 3 digits. Will 3 digits work out for you?
Look, will you just take it off, please? Because I've never even heard of you, and we don't need any wake-up calls.
Yeah, but you don't understand it. If I don't put in the code, the computer's going to call you right back as soon as we hang up until either you confirm that you woke up.
How can I possibly give you a code when I don't know?
Try again. Just give me another code. Maybe it'll work.
999.
No, that's not it either.
Mr. Valente.
Yes.
666.
Yes. We have a situation here.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we have got a bloody situation here.
This is Mr. Snoswell. I'm calling from the engineering department. And the code that you just entered seems to have caused an infinite loop in our routine. And I'm afraid to tell you that the call circle machine is going to be calling you back every 3 minutes until we can figure out how to fix the remedy of the situation.
You'll have to do something about it because I do not want this again.
Well, we're putting all of our efforts into it right now. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a very complicated problem, and I don't know if we can solve it. It might take 4, 5, 6 hours.
You better do, because I'm not having this.
Yeah, it's
my husband has to work shifts and things, and I don't want him waking us in the middle of the night.
Well,
What's your number on your road?
It's a 3-digit code between 200 and 250. Do you think you might know which one it might be now?
Look, how can I possibly know when I've never even heard of you?
Well, try
it. I could go on for a million years and I won't bloody know, will I?
Well, there's only 50 possible combinations of it.
Yeah, and I shall be here for God knows how long trying to bloody think of them.
Well, just try
one. I'll get something bloody done about it. What's your phone number?
We'll try it. Do you think it might be 242?
Well, try that then. Try anything, but stop bloody ringing me.
No, it's not 242 either.
It made it worse.
Yeah, now it's going to call you twice.
Get something bloody done about it. What's your phone number?
My number is 245. Oh, that was it. There we go. That worked.
I can confirm.
Yeah, that worked. All right, good. I think we figured it out.
You figured it out?
Yeah. Oh, no, never mind. No, that was wrong. I hit the wrong. No, that was wrong. What about 251?
It fits the situation. But it's back in the infinite loop again.
Yeah, it's not working again. How do we fix this? What do we put in the computer? Ma'am?
Hello, what?
Well,
I'm waiting for you to do this.
Well, if you can...
get rid of it.
Can you... Stupid. You said 666.
I'm in tears over here. Well, get rid of it.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I can say we're going to have to start at 001 and work our way up to 999.
Yeah. Let's see. 002? No.
She would not enter the proper code.
003. No. All
right. Breathe, milkman. Breathe.
Breathe, milkman. You need a paper bag. Hello.
It feels like an elephant sitting on my chest.
Ma'am. Hello, ma'am? No. Okay, here's Australia.
Elizabeth, is it coming? I'm coming to you. It's a big one.
All right, Australia. This is the top of the list and the most recent posting I put in here in Skype chat. Adelaide, we got Eros Cafe. That sounds like a Greek place. I would guess. Eros.
I think you should call us a Turk. Mm-hmm.
Good evening, Eros Cafe. Moving to speaking.
Yes, is this Greek coffee?
Pardon?
Is this Greek coffee?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a lot.
Do you have Greek coffee?
Sorry, you're cutting out a lot. I can't really hear what you're saying.
How about fuck you? Do you know what that means?
Hello?
Fuck you.
Hello?
Fuck. All right, too loud over there.
How hairy is your box?
Got the hiccups over here. I don't want to do the Pizza House. I don't want to do a Subway.
I'll try the pizza one.
Pizza House?
Australia. Yeah, I'll try that real quick.
Australia's Pizza House. Holy shit. Oh, fucking hiccups. Hiccups suck, man. All right, here we go.
They've got terrible pizza in Australia.
I bet. They put Vegemite on it.
Yeah.
You quit making one. There's not Vegemite at the other one. Marmite.
Shelly Pizza House, hold me straight.
Hey, what's going on, dog? This the pizza place?
Saturday night?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man? This the pizza place?
Sukan Heem, my friend.
Yeah, this the pizza place, my dude. What's up, dog?
Yeah. Are you right to make a phone with it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Homie Street. This is Shelly Pizza's Homie Street.
Yeah, I'm on vacation here, man. I'm on vacation from the States, you know what I'm saying?
What do you have to pay this?
Anyway, I need to order a fucking pizza, man.
You want to pop a face? Can you hear me, man?
Can y'all hear me?
So you want a pizza, a family size? Or?
Yeah, I want a pizza, but like, I got a few questions, man.
Yeah, you keep cutting out, man.
No, man, you keep cutting out. Listen, I'm on vacation here, man. I can't find no weed nowhere, dog. Could you bring me some weed with that pizza, man?
Nah, that's what I can't do, man. I can't.
I need some Australian bud. Come on, man. I'll give you like 10 extra dollars, man.
I can't, man. I don't take drugs.
Well, where can I get some weed in Australia, then, man? I'm fiending for that shit.
I don't know. I can't help you. I got the.
Man, fuck you.
We don't involve ourselves with drugs.
You one of them jackass white boys? Nigga. Don't fuck with me like that. Come on. Where the drugs at, man?
2 seconds, man, right there.
I'm coming up there. I'm coming up there right now. I'm getting in the cab, going up there. Hello?
Man, it's out there. I hung up because it's too loud there, too. Fuck.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the connection or just both those places are pretty loud. Here's a Subway. I didn't know they have Subways over there.
That's a good voice, Dozer.
Like, thanks, man.
He plays the black dude really well, don't he?
Is there a name? Is there a name of that voice? You should name him Lysol. Might be a good name. All right. Subway.
You should see him. He's like the typical Italian-looking dude, though.
Well, there you go. Blah. All right. Indian restaurant instead. Oh, boy.
Oh, can I take this one?
Yep.
Is this Australia?
Yep.
Hello, Bollywood Indian restaurant.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to place an order.
Yes.
Yes. I was wondering, do you have tandoori chicken?
Yes, we do.
You do? Great. And so you have a traditional tandoori oven, is that correct?
Yes, we do. Yes.
I was wondering if I might be able to get a slight twist to this. Are you able to fulfill a special request?
Sorry?
Hello? Can you make a special order?
Yeah, I can make a special order.
Now, can the cook get very close to the oven? Or is it very, very hot? Can the chef get close to the oven?
I'll grab your name, sir. Grab your phone number.
Yeah, look. Can the chef take a shit in the tandoori oven and cook it for me and put it into some curry?
Yeah. Keep going. This is being recorded because this has been happening every Sunday. Police is going to knock on your door very soon. Keep going. And what else do you want?
I'd like an order of gandu. And
yes, yes. Keep going, keep going. Yes, yes, this is getting recorded. Very good.
Oh, good, good. Do I sound good?
Because when you get the...
And I also like to order...
This has been reported. This has been, it happened every Sunday, isn't it?
Every Sunday? This is the first time.
Every Sunday you keep calling, isn't it? Keep going, keep going. No. Because this is... They're going to locate you very soon.
You sound like...
Private number.
Is this funny?
Yeah, it's not very funny either. Okay, keep going, yes?
Okay,
because the more you keep talking, because you know what happens, the more you keep talking, they're going to find your location very soon, whatever mobile number, whatever you're using.
Do they have a tracing machine working right now?
Yeah, they do.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Never.
Okay, huh? I'd like one order of Terry Marilan.
Yes.
And one order of Ban Chod.
Yes, for yourself, yes.
For myself, yes.
You got your bum chub, you got your own bum, you can fuck anytime.
Oh, mutter chub? Oh, I love mutter chub.
He hung up. All right, let me talk to him and get him straightened out.
Carlito, every time somebody talks, you're echoing really bad.
The person you're trying to is not available.
He really had a sense of humor. He was really laughing a lot, man.
I'm echoing.
He enjoyed that.
Did you hear me, Carlito?
Yeah, I did. Let me restart Skype. How's that? All right, well, let's regroup. When we regroup, you guys are going to see me log off of Skype, and when I come back on, call back in, all right? Everybody.
Okay.
All of you, including you, Dozer. Don't forget. All right. I blame Milkman, everybody. That's who I blame, because he has bad internet. All right, Baz is first. Baz, you win the prize.
Awesome. Gold star?
Gold star it is. Let me regroup everybody here.
You know, I'm a little bit worried about that last call. He said that he's going to find you.
Uh-oh. What's up?
What's up, dude?
He was laughing an awful lot. He seemed to really enjoy
He was kind
it.
Of enjoying it, I think.
Yeah, he was. He had a good sense of humor, man. I was getting into it.
But you know, the Banchod, I think that the proper way to pronounce that is Banchod.
You think the accent is on the chode? I think so.
Yeah, because I called this one Indian restaurant and I asked for Banchod. And I got no response. But then when I said Ban Chod, the guy just went ballistic.
Ah, all right, we'll try that. All right. So is this everybody? Baz, Enigma, Death Fox, Dozer, and Milkman. Was it just five of us?
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds much better.
Good. That worked. All right.
It's a memory leak.
Yeah. Good old Skype. Gotta love it. I don't see it getting better anytime soon. All right. Let me reload the numbers here in the Skype chat. Got another Indian restaurant here to get to. There it is. All right. Here's the Maya Masala Indian restaurant. Let me try this one here.
Hi, Maya Masala, may I help you, please?
Yes, hi. Is this Indian?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'd like to make an order, please.
Yep, sure.
All right, one Banchod.
I'm sorry?
Banchod.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Voice is breaking. One?
Banchod.
What's that? Could you spell it?
Banchod.
Oh, wow, that's an Indian slang?
Well, that's my friend said to order that. That is good food.
Yeah, your friend is... there's something wrong with your friend because that means sister fucker.
Well, he's Indian. What did you say to me?
That means sister fucker. Your friend is screwing with you.
Oh, my goodness. What about...
That's an Indian slang, yeah.
What about madder chod?
Yeah, that means motherfucker. And I'm really busy right now. Call me back when you want to order some Indian food.
Do you have Gandu? All right, I'll call her back.
I'll definitely call her back. We're going to have to get some more translations, so we'll keep on.
Hey, wait. I was going to say, wait 5 minutes, then let me talk to her. Wait 5 minutes, then let me call.
Do not overexploit this one.
Well, Baz, do this one and start with your tandoori thing and then go to Banchod, all right?
Okay.
All right. Baz has this one.
Hello. Okay, it's ringing now.
Now it's ringing. She may not answer.
I don't think so. She's not going to bite.
Yeesh.
Hi, this is Maya Masala Restaurant. No one is here to take your call.
Bullshit, there's no bun there. All right.
I'm chilled.
Yeah, exactly. We'll let her stew for a minute. We'll do 5 minutes like Death Fox suggested. In the meantime, let's wake up Michael Kettle, who lives in England, Chesterfield, England. All right. Kettle? Kettle? I don't know. Let's see.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Michael Kettle?
Sorry?
Is this Michael Kettle?
Who wants him?
Oh, I want him.
What about?
Well, because there's a problem here with the payments and the water, and we're going to shut off the water unless we get this straightened out.
No, you're right.
Yep, we're calling from water machines.
No.
Yes, I said yes.
Did you hold on?
What?
Right, see ya.
No, listen, don't hang up, please. This is serious, okay? I don't want to have to shut your water off, but I'll do it.
Well, I shouldn't go for that, okay.
Now listen, do you want water? You don't drink water?
No, bye.
Oh, come on, don't do it. Don't hang up. Oh, fuck, that was stupid.
He was immediately confrontational.
I'm starting to get tired, and that's why. That's stupid. Second half of the show is a shit already.
Hello?
I am the supervisor, and I will shut off your water unless you pay attention to what I have to say.
Oh, shut it off, then.
Okay, but there's a fee to reconnect it. Are you sure? You could just be nice.
Don't know what you're on about.
Because you don't pay your water bill because you're a piece of shit. So if you don't listen...
You're a piece of shit and fuck off.
Well, at least I can flush my pieces of shit in the toilet. You can't because you don't have water. All right. Shut it off. Milkman, shut it off.
Oh, that was fucking funny.
No, you're a piece of shit. Let's see if he picks up this time.
I thought it was piece of shite.
Piece of crap.
Welcome to voicemail.
Fuck. All right. Before we call more of those, let's call back the Two-Faced Cat family, because they're a lot of fun. It's been a while, been a few hours, right? Maybe they forgot about us.
They're probably sound asleep right now.
Yeah, perfect. This is their house phone, as they explained. Oh. You're like, ah, oh, those fucks called again. Well, let's try the date night babysitter. Why not? If you weren't here for the beginning of the show, I confused them with, I confused it for a whole thing where the babysitter comes over to sleep with me. The guy got real upset about the whole thing. Hate to say it, we're going to be wrapping up here soon, guys.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I was calling about the babysitter service.
Okay.
All right. How soon of a notice do you need?
Well, it just depends. When are you needing a babysitter for your child?
It'll be tomorrow.
What time?
Hopefully 2 p.m. if the babysitter can come over. Do they come over here or do we go over there?
Nope. You would come to my house. Okay. I'm the babysitter.
All right, and do you have a nice bed there with clean sheets and everything and water-based lubricants and condoms?
No.
No?
I'm sorry. It's a babysitter for child care.
Yeah, I know, but I've been...
Not for anything nasty. I'm sorry you have the wrong end.
But I have sexual fantasies about a babysitter.
Oh man, I love that guy.
He's on guard, yeah. Because from the beginning he's like, this is for children.
Yeah, I heard that earlier, man. He flipped out.
Yeah.
He sounds extremely creepy. I would not send my kids over to somebody's house like that.
Is really strange. I agree.
Who leaves a kid with men for babysitting? You just don't do that, right? That's not right.
Not right at all. Not right at all.
No, sir.
Definitely not right.
Hey, let's call Russia. Here's the Pushka Inn.
Hey, the rivers in Volgograd are cold in the spring.
They are. It's called the Soviet Union.
Apple Pushka Inn, Yulia, dobry dzień. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, you speak English?
Yes, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a hotel room in the Soviet Union.
In the Soviet Union?
Yes.
Because you reached St. Petersburg, Russia. Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but at one time this was the Soviet Union, right?
I'm sorry?
At one time this was the Soviet Union, right?
So previously, yes.
Yeah,
before the 1991 it's been.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, so I want to come and I want to see the communists and Stalin and everything, and right?
You're pretty late, I guess.
Well, you know, come on. Can't you give me a little favor there? I like to have sexual relations with a communist man.
I guess that you call to the room number. Bye.
Oh, call to the room number. All right, let's see if we get someone different there. She thought it was
I didn't know they speak English in Russia.
Usually they get pretty
that fluently.
Отель Пушкин, Юлия, добрый день.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm traveling to Russia and I'm looking for accommodations. Do you have anything available?
So if you are looking for accommodation in St. Petersburg, it depends which date you're interested in.
Tonight.
Just for tonight? For one night?
Yes. Yes.
That's a single double accommodation?
Well, the single, how many, is that have a small bed or a big bed?
So in the single room, we do have the bed like 1 meter wide.
1 meter wide?
Yes. That sounds
pretty good.
It's like a single one.
Will you be joining me?
I'm sorry?
Will you be joining me in the room?
Maybe you need a different hotel.
No, I want this hotel. Hello?
Okay, I can help you with making reservation for the room.
But you can't
That's
help
it.
Me with coming to my room?
No.
At night?
I'm sorry?
Just for a little while? We can sit on the couch and talk for a little bit?
Hey, Carlito, call that number I just gave you and make a reservation for one room, 34 people, and Eddie will see his voice.
You're cutting in now. One room.
Remember we did that, man?
That's hilarious. One room, 34 people, and Eddie Garcia's voice.
One room, 34 people.
Okay. Yeah, we tried to do it. We could do it without cracking it.
Where is this?
Just
hit
some room.
Hello, thank you for calling the most talkative room. If you know your party's room number, you may dial now. The call will be answered. Otherwise, dial for reservation.
One moment, please.
Thank you for calling reservation services for Motel 6. Our office is currently closed.
No.
How? We was doing it till 4 a.m. the other day.
Maybe it's a weekend thing. I don't know. That sucks.
Yeah, but if you want to ever get that number, you can. Okay. You can just go right to the rooms. It's hilarious.
Is that what you're talking about?
And it's a never-ending switchboard.
All right, cool.
So if you get voicemail, just hit a new rude number. It just goes to it.
Motel 6 has always had the switchboards that are like that, where you can dial around and stuff. That's
pretty
cool.
We've been trying to find another one, but usually the Motel 6, we find if nobody's in the room, it'll go to the operator. This and don't. It just lets you keep going. Right?
Well, let me try a few rooms. Are they three-digit room numbers, or what are they?
I'll do room numbers.
All right, yeah, do it. Do it.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
You have entered an invalid extension number. Please try again. Hello. One moment.
No.
I'm just going to keep switching room to room until somebody answers. So you can just switch like that.
This is a new one already.
Yeah. It's really fast.
Oh, wow, yeah. It just flips right over.
Hello. Thank you for calling the hotel.
One moment.
I don't know if the echo's messing it up. You should take it back to the main menu. We've been
You're echoing pretty bad, Deaf Fox.
Yeah,
It's not... What's some of the rooms that had people in yesterday?
Third floor.
Hello.
Yes. This is the front desk. Do you have any children in this room? Because we're getting some bad noise complaints. What the hell? They hung up.
Shut up on you.
That was 445.
445? All right.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm gonna reconnect the conference.
All right.
Hello.
One moment, please.
Yeah, that lady's hanging up. I'll try 446.
They picked up and hung
up,
Hello.
One moment, please.
It only goes to 49 on each floor. There's only 400 floors. Well, four.
400 floors. Holy shit. There's only 50 rooms per floor, you mean?
Yeah, but there's no zero rooms and no 50 floor room.
The person you are trying to reach is currently...
We had people bringing plungers, plungers down to the desk, blankets,
you have entered an invalid extension
remotes,
number. Please try
everything.
Again. One moment, please.
Harvey ZP, this is prank show, not touchstone show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. There's some noise complaints coming from this room. Do you have children here?
No, uh-uh.
All right, how many people are in this room? You're only supposed to have two maximum.
Only supposed to have how many?
You're only supposed to have two people in the room.
What room do you call in?
334.
No, this is only me. This is 331.
331?
That's what it's called.
All right, well, yeah, I have you down 331, severe noise complaints. Room 334 is complaining about you.
Excuse me?
I said room 334 is complaining about you. This said you have five people in a room and that you guys were making a lot of noise and smoking marijuana.
I'm not beside 334. I'm in 331.
I know, but he saw you from down the way and you were smoking marijuana cigarettes in the hallway, he said.
Excuse?
That you were smoking marijuana cigarettes.
No, not this room, baby. I was asleep.
Listen, if you have marijuana cigarettes, it's okay. I just need you to tell me the truth.
No, I do not.
Do you have any you can share, and then I won't call the police?
No, I don't.
Listen, you come down to the...
Call who you want to call, and you can come if you like.
I'm in the front room. I'm in the front desk right now, all right?
Okay, it doesn't matter. You can come and check if you like. I'm in 331, and I was asleep, honey.
No, I want you to come over here right now and get this straightened out.
I sure will.
Do it. I'm going to call her back and tell her this is not a call.
She gets hilarious when you send like 20 people to the front desk and call the front desk and ask her about it.
She ain't going to pick up now.
Yes, hello.
Yes, listen, this is a whites only room.
This is who?
Whites only.
Whites only.
Yeah, you're supposed to be on the fourth floor. That's the colored section of the hotel.
The colored section of the hotel.
Yes. Yeah, that's for anybody who's not Caucasian. You're supposed to be in the fourth floor. That's where we put the blacks.
Excuse me?
That because we had you mistake. We didn't know that you were black. We had you down in a whites only room, but according to this now, the computer says that you're black. You're colored.
What are you asked me to come down to the office, right?
Yeah, but something changed because I heard your voice and I can tell you're not white.
No, I'm coming down to the office.
Miss, that ain't you don't gotta do that. We can deal with this over the phone. I'm the colored representative for the hotel this evening.
It
hello?
Don't matter, baby. You got jokes and you playing motherfucking games. I'm coming down to the manager.
Hey, listen, old girl, this ain't no joke. Hey, old girl.
She's gone.
She's getting pissed.
Dude, what? I like how she still says baby.
I'm the colored representative.
Like, just go call
that's
me baby.
Awesome.
Look at here, baby.
Hello, and thank you for calling the
right.
One moment, please.
332.
I think she's going to go ballistic if she picks up this time.
This is a different one, though. Different.
Oh, okay.
332.
The person you are trying to reach is correct. One moment,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, this hotel's a gold mine, dude. We milked it for like 4 days in a row.
Look at some Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
The promised land.
That sounds like a bird, Baltimore.
Baltimore Orioles, number one.
The person you are trying to reach. One moment, please.
He's just going up room by room. That's what I usually do.
Yeah.
We had this one guy, we said it was $99 to watch Swamp Loggers. He said, you fuck me again, Kathy. Fuck me again.
What?
I told his wife, you fuck me again, Kathy. Fuck me again. Booking his hair.
Hello. One moment, please.
It's like when that one woman said, you're so stupid, Jasmine.
Jasmine, you're so stupid.
Yeah, we was telling people it costs $99 to cut the TV on and $99 a show, and they was believing us.
Oh, man.
The person you are trying to reach. One moment, please.
Call that lady back. I'm going to make a deal with her. Hang on. And then don't.
Those are giving you a number, too. Yeah.
Ghetto is always good.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland. One moment, please.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the front desk. We seem to have an issue here. You're not supposed to be in this room. This is a whites-only room.
It's a what?
It's for whites only, not for coloreds. God damn it. I think she was white, though, that's why.
Yes, she was. Yeah. You let Dozer talk to her.
There you go. I'll try her again.
Hello. One moment, please.
Here she is again. Dozer, you take it.
Is it the same room?
Yep.
All right.
Make her take something to the front desk. Sounds like I'm plugging Dozer a lot. He's just hilarious. I'm sorry.
No, it's funny cat. It's all right with me.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ryan Dozier from the front desk. We're having a problem with the room tonight. Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
Yeah, well, now how much TV have you been watching? Is your remote broke or something? Because, I mean, you got like $99 in swamp lockers all jammed up in the system. Hello? Ma'am, I need you to speak to me. What the fuck?
Did you say $99 in swamp loggers?
Swamp loggers?
Yeah, all jammed up in
the system. You know the AMC show Swamp Loggers?
Yeah.
These
yeah.
rednecks were saying they was watching Hello. Swamp loggers, and we said it was $99 a show.
Hillbilly hand fishing.
One moment, please.
From the hillbilly hand fishing.
Yeah, the noodling show. This is the room next door. Mizzou fan, that's terrorism. Funny. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is the front desk.
Uh-huh.
Man, what's going on here with the noise? How much TV have you been watching tonight?
I haven't turned in any devices.
No?
Well, I heard the noise, too.
You heard the noise, too? Where's where's it coming from?
On the right side.
On the right side?
Yeah, so, I was going to complain about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to them in that room, and they said it was coming from your room.
No, I heard it from their room.
I don't think so, sir. I think you're lying to me.
I'm not lying. I'm only one guy here.
Well, they said that you had two women in there with you, and you were making sex, and there was a lot of noise, and that you were smoking marijuana cigarettes inside the room.
Well, I have... I heard the same description. I have heard two women talking. Mm-hmm. I don't know about marijuana and a lot of noise.
Did you smell marijuana also?
No. I don't smoke anything.
But do you know what it smells like?
No.
No? Oh, did you? Can you go over to that room right now and knock on the door for me?
No. I cannot do that.
Well, listen. I'm scared. They're black, right? They're black girls.
No. I'm sleeping now.
Oh, well, wake up.
I cannot.
Please. Are you from France? Hey, asshole. He sounded like... He was
hey,
like,
let me do the next one. Find me one.
Well, I'll find you one.
Yeah, find me a room, please, sir.
Hello.
Let me try this one first, then I'll get you one. Oh, shit. I missed Albert.
You have entered an invalid... One moment, please.
I think this is the one to the right.
Motel 6 front desk.
What?
Motel 6 front desk.
No, this is room 331.
Okay, you just called here, sir.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yes, sir.
And what's the problem?
You just called here, sir.
I know. I'm talking to you. What's the confusion?
The confusion is I will be dialing back and giving the police this number because I do believe you are the prank caller that's been calling all the rooms. Your voice sounds very familiar, and we will be contacting you.
Do you have whites-only rooms? Is that
You're
the front
You're very
desk?
Familiar. Very.
Very familiar. All right, Death Fox, you get the next one here. Damn it. Stupid.
Okay. Right. That was the front desk. The white lady works there.
Okay. Color zone. I have the prank caller.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Motel 6 of Baltimore, Maryland. If you know your card...
One moment, please.
And I'm getting tired of this now because it's too much beeping.
Just let me do one, then I'll leave on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Patton Fox from the front desk. We're having a problem with your pay-per-view bill. What shows have you been watching on the TV, sir?
Oh.
Sir, could you speak up? It's hard to hear you.
What'd you say?
I said, this is Patton Fox from front desk. What shows have you been watching on the TV? You have a $486 pay-per-view bill.
You must have got the wrong room, man.
No, sir, don't. Do you have your TV on right now, or have you had it on in the last 6 hours?
You're breaking up.
Yeah, he's breaking up. I'm sorry. This is a supervisor. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good. I'm the supervisor. Yes, sir. We have you down with a high pay-per-view bill. Have you been watching a lot of TV, pornography, and everything?
No, I haven't.
Well, I want to make sure that you pay for this. And second of all, you're in a whites-only room on the first floor.
In a what?
In the whites-only section of the hotel. Listen, we need you to come down to the front desk. We're going to move you to the second floor. That's the colored section for the colored people.
Am My internet shit tonight.
Yeah, you sound like you keep coming in and out and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I haven't started typing weak. I think that's what it is.
You're still breaking up, asshole.
I said I have restarted Skype in a week.
In a week?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Restart it. Why are you so afraid?
You're back.
God. Why did you restart it? You think it sound like shit? It's Skype, dude. All right. Dozer, you send a place that's ghetto, super ghetto in Detroit? No way.
Yeah, yeah. We called there one time. We got like a really good reaction out of the front desk lady.
All right, cool. That's cool.
That reminds me of the call that the show that you did where Lonesome sent all ghetto numbers in Philly. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. They don't want to do a block party for Ben Franklin's birthday.
Yeah.
Something stupid like that.
That was a gold mine.
Yeah. Is that better?
No.
Oh,
yes, hi. I wanted to see the rooms that you have. Do you have any whites-only rooms there?
Any what?
Whites-only that black people, colored people don't go into and get dirty and soil?
No, we don't. They're all used by everybody.
Do you have any toilets that aren't used by black people, like colored whites-only toilets?
No.
Oh, can you sanitize the room for me just to make sure that it doesn't have any Negro in it? All right. All right. I don't know why I'm doing this racist stuff. I'm sorry.
Dude, that was funny though.
I'll just stay muted. My bad.
You sound. I'm death. I was death. Fox. I was kidding. You sound better.
Okay.
I was being an asshole. Sounds.
Yeah,
good.
I just haven't restarted Skype in like a week.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. It doesn't take. See how long it took you? Like 10 seconds to do that, Death Fox. Come on, man. You know.
I've been busy coding websites. I run 5 websites now.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
Dude, this Kratom's fucking me up. I just took a lot of.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Lonesome was checking these out, and he said he's got in the same hotel, a black guy answered in room 100, 111, 113. All right, looks, he's scoping this out. Oh, this is a Motel 6 in Memphis, Tennessee, and he already scoped out the numbers. Cool. Hey, there we go. Now we got.
Hey, Dozer gave you a number up there. He wanted you to call. If you'll scroll up, I'll paste it for you. I didn't know
if
you saw it.
He just called it.
That was the
one. Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad.
Should accuse somebody of masturbating too loudly.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Can I take the first one? I got an idea.
All right, here we go.
Go for it.
It's 111.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is this the hotel?
You have the wrong number.
This is room.
No, this is room 111, right?
No.
113? 113? Yo, I was in your room yesterday. Damn, I don't know who that was.
Oh, man. All right,
I didn't hear you dial the phones, my bad.
It's okay, man. It's 114 now.
Hello.
Let me try this one. Oh,
got it. I hate that Motel 6 music.
I know. All right, here's 117. Let me try this one.
Whatever happened to We'll Leave the Light On for you?
Yeah, no shit.
Isn't that Red Roof Inn?
No, it was Motel 6.
No.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the front desk. This is 117, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Rooms 100 through 125 are whites only, and we have down here apparently you're black, you're colored.
Yeah, what's it?
We're going to have to move you to room 147.
Yeah, 117 is called we black.
You're colored, and we only allow whites in this room. You haven't used the bathroom, right? Because that's a big no-no.
That's not a big room. That's not even a big room.
Well, no, but I'm saying if it's white's only room, and if you're colored, and if you use the bathroom, we're going to have to sanitize the room to get all the Negro out of it. Did you use the toilet?
Oh, God.
Since I'm not breaking up, can I do one now?
Yep. I'll call him back. How's that? Because you sound reasonable.
I know he's going to the front office. He's going to shoot some shit up.
You sound really good now, Death.
Same guy.
Okay.
117. All right, no answer there. Here's 115 instead we'll do. I don't believe this guy's black, though.
RBC, I'm not. Hello.
Obama code 112.
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Patton Vaux from the front desk. What shows have you been watching on TV?
Huh?
I said, this is Patton Vaux from the front desk. You have a $485 pay-per-view bill. Was you aware of this?
I have a $485 pay-per-view bill.
Yeah, was you aware of this?
No, I've done nothing like that.
Have you been watching TV?
Huh?
Have you been watching any TV at all?
Watching TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
What shows have you been watching?
ESPN. That's it.
And you didn't read the contract when you signed in, did you? It costs a $99 surcharge when you cut on the TV, and at $50 a minute after that. But we gave you a 6% discount after 30 minutes. So, I mean, you can either come to the front desk or we tow your car because you sound like one of those African people, or I don't know. I'm in charge of calling in and you if your bill before it reaches 500.
I'll talk about this in the morning.
Yeah.
No, what time does the manager get here?
The front desk right now, we'll tow your car.
Listen, sir, I am the manager. We can deal with it over the phone right now. So don't hang up. I advise you not to, otherwise we'll have to tow your car.
All right, I'll come up there.
No, we can deal this over the phone. I need you, sir.
No, I'm not doing nothing over the phone. I'm coming to the front desk.
Fine, come to the front desk. Let's fight then.
All right.
Let's fight then. Oh, Death Fox, you're breaking up again, dude.
Yeah, it's not doing them. I'll just mute.
Let's see your real fight. He's like, all right. Oh, shit.
I don't know why my internet's fucking up. It's pissed me off. It never does it.
Is your torrents? You got torrents going on?
No, I got nothing going on. I had to call my SP again tomorrow.
Is your action figures doing it?
God, I hate you, flu.
Fuck the flu.
Fuck it all to hell.
Shit the fuck. Alright, I'll try the next one here.
I've got a good idea for one.
It's a black woman, they're all sassy. Like the loans has been dialing around. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, hi. I'm going to put my supervisor, Big Baby Baz. He has an idea. Go ahead, Baz.
Good morning. I'm calling to try to confirm some of these pay-per-view orders that are coming from your room. Have you been using the pay-per-view system tonight?
No, I haven't ordered anything on TV.
Well, we're getting reports over the computer machine of a number of orders of titles of adult nature. Have you been watching movies like Any Given Cum Day, Breakfast on Tiffany, Children of the Cornhole, For Your Thighs Only?
No, I didn't order it.
You didn't? Because we're also getting some noise complaints coming from that room. We're hearing a lot of loud moaning and grunting. Is there somebody in your room that might be masturbating loudly?
Did you read the one I made up? I made the one up yesterday, Ho White and the Cuntsman.
Where do you know?
I was on an E-Bombs World site of funny porn titles.
I was going to say, where do you guys get these porn titles from all the time?
Oh, I made that one up, Ho White and the Cuntsman. I made it up in that movie.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
Jurassic Pork. Yes, hi. This is the front desk. My name is Cross, and I'm the supervisor. This is room 120.
Uh-huh.
All right, listen. We're having complaints about noise from there. Are you watching pornography, or is there someone masturbating loudly over there?
No, I'm sleeping.
Well, were you masturbating earlier? Because there's children who are hearing moaning noises and masturbation noises. And
I'm sleeping. What are you talking about?
Masturbation, you know, when you pleasure yourself?
No.
No? Are you by yourself, or do you have a man there with you?
No, I'm sleeping.
Well, but when was the last time you masturbated?
What are you talking about?
Someone was masturbating there, and children heard it from the next door, in the room next door.
No, one night.
Huh?
No, they did not.
Can you please not masturbate so loud? If you're going to masturbate, can you put a pillow over your face?
No one has been doing that.
No one's been masturbating at all?
No.
Do you have the TV on, maybe?
No, I'm sleeping. There's no noise in this room.
All right. Then we also have down that you rented some pay-per-view movies. That's why I think you're masturbating, because it's pornography, adult movies. There's one called...
You have the wrong room.
It says Ho White and the Cunts Man.
You have the wrong room.
All right, well...
We're getting a new one in. It's called Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
I'm going to rebuild my room.
Man, I was dying over here, man.
Lawrence of Arabia. Oh, my God. No one's doing that.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is room 121. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yeah.
We're having noise complaints from this room.
I don't know why we were. We're in here asleep right now. We haven't been doing anything.
Are you sure? Have you been masturbating or having sex really loudly because there's children in room 120 and they're complaining about the noise, the banging?
Okay, yes, I understand, but we're in here dead asleep, so you might have to check some more rooms because we've been asleep since last night.
Since last night, I know, but you had sex probably, or you're masturbated before?
No, sir.
There's no rule against having sex or masturbating, but we ask that you keep it down, the noise down. You don't have to be excessive. No one needs to hear your perverted stuff, you know?
Okay.
Because apparently, like, a woman was yelling, fuck me, hard nigger, and stuff like that. And that's not necessary, okay?
Okay.
So maybe put a pillow over your girlfriend's face when you're fucking her. Okay? And so don't fuck. Fuck me hard, nigger. All right. Sorry about the N-word. That was Death Fox's idea, so, you know.
What? I wasn't in here. What to do?
I thought you were rebooting your router.
Didn't you do Fox?
Go reboot your router, Death Fox.
I did. I've configured Leaves.
Your racist router.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Room 127?
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting noise complaints there, sexual noises and loud sex coming from your room. Could you please...
No.
Huh?
No one's in here but me.
Yeah, were you masturbating then?
No.
Could you please keep... If you're going to masturbate, it's okay, but don't make it so loud...
Okay.
All right. Are you using your fingers or what's going on? Why are you so into it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm not using anything at all. I was just asleep. I don't understand how you were getting those noises.
Well, I don't know. Are you watching a porno movie maybe and it's loud?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Vellante?
Yes, go ahead. My supervisor's here.
Yes, we're just checking on the pay-per-view histories and we're showing a number of rentals from that unit. We're finding like Ferris Bueller's Jerk Off, Forrest Hump, Full Metal Jack Off, and then Honey, I Shanked the Kids, which sounds very questionable. I'm not even sure if we're allowed to be showing that. We're also showing rentals of Tango and Snatch and The Emperor Strikes from the Back.
Come up there because I don't recall looking at that.
Well, we need you to settle this bill because you've been watching several adult movies.
More than several, about eight.
Mm-hmm. We have a bad history with African-American people not paying their pay-per-view bills when they leave. We just want to make sure that you're going to pay for this.
We're not even watching that.
What are you watching then? Are you watching...
I don't know what this called.
Are you watching Skinamax?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Well, you said you're by yourself. Why did you say, wait, you have a man in there you're having sex with?
No, I'm not. I'm by myself in the room.
Having sex with yourself?
No.
Oh, you're being kind of loud right now. Is this turning you on? Is that the problem?
Can you... I mean, oh my God.
I know. See? Yeah.
We're also getting complaints of a very distinct odor of marijuana cigarette smoke.
No.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any other complaints, Mr. Vellante?
Yeah, also, we have complaints that you use the toilet too much.
How in the... I have been asleep.
How many times have you flushed the toilet?
Nothing. See, now I think y'all playing on the phone, and this is really rude.
Okay, but just no more masturbation, all right? Please? Because we have to clean the sheets and everything, because your labia... Because your labia...
I got a good idea. You should tell one of them there's like five escorts at the front desk for them.
All right. Well, you do that. Here's 133.
Am I breaking up still?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. If it breaks up, then we'll...
Just do it for me. I'll let Dozer do it. He's my friend.
All right, Dozer.
What do you want to tell him? There's five hookers here?
Yeah, say escort.
Hey, what's going on? I'm at the front desk, and these girls just showed up. I got five escorts down here, and they saying that they here for your room. Is that correct, ma'am?
No.
Well, I mean, the pimp is here and everything, and I mean, he's trying to get paid. I mean, somebody's got to come down here and settle this. Do you understand?
Oh, man. All right.
I thought it'd be fine, but I guess...
Yeah, it's all right, man. It's cool.
I'm out of my mind right now, so...
All right, Lonesome confirms a black woman's in 135. Let's do that. This is
Aaron doing a show tonight, or no?
Is there what?
Is Aaron doing a show?
They said probably sometime in early February.
That's like a month from now. I need
your name for my website.
Hello?
Yes, hi, room 135. Attention.
Yes.
This is the front desk. We have complaints of masturbation in this room.
No.
Were you making loud noises having sex?
What?
Were you making loud sexual noises there with a man or a woman?
No, who is this?
Well, the room next door is complaining that I'm from the front desk. This is Mr. Valente. I'm the supervisor here tonight.
That might be the TV.
Well, is it a porno movie you're watching?
No.
There's children next door, and they can hear the people saying dirty things.
There's children in here, sir, so what the hell? Why would you call you talking like that?
Well, because children can hear the porno that you're watching, the dirty movies.
I don't know. I don't think you got the right
135.
Room. You need to go check that again.
This is room 135.
No, that's the wrong room. Stop playing on my phone.
Well, why are you yelling at some man saying, fuck me hard, like that?
All right, whatever.
What else can we do other than the porno and masturbation? What did you say about plungers? What happened? Something about plungers?
Let's tell them to bring all their like bed and pillows and shit downstairs.
You can tell them you need to inspect their plunger for vaginal secretions because you heard they were doing something with it.
Well, we'll call room one. We're gonna call room 136 and we'll tell them that there's lice in the room and they need to
bed bugs.
No, lice is funny.
Yeah.
To bring all their sheets to the front desk.
Yeah, fold them.
And we'll send the maid up.
And take all their clothes off.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this room 136? I'm calling from the front desk. We have a problem.
Yeah, what's the problem?
There's lice in your room.
There's what?
Lice. What the fuck?
She just ran. Like,
she's probably packing up.
Fucking nice, motherfucker. All right, we'll try it with 139. This poor hotel, man. You know all the complaints are going to get. Check out tomorrow.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Cross from the front desk. We have a problem with room 139. Is this where you're at, correct?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. This room wasn't supposed to be given out. It was supposed to be quarantined. There's a bad lice problem in this room.
Mm-hmm.
There's lice in the carpets and on the bed and in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So have you felt any itching or anything like that?
And who are you?
I'm Cross with the front desk, and we have a lice problem in this room that you're in. We put you in there an accident. We weren't supposed to put anybody in this room tonight.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you had any itching in your head or your vagina?
Very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Gonna hang up now. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
If you offer to bring vouchers for a night stay, they'll listen to you more. That's what I found out.
All right. She was like, really? At least she thought it was funny.
Here's some more titles. Throbbing Hood. The Chisholm of Oz. The Little Spermaid.
Oh my god, Little Spermaid. Sounds like a cum drink. Spermaid.
Sex Trek, The Next Penetration.
No answer there. And I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep. See you guys. This is great having you on. Death Fox, you're out of here. Bye.
Yeah, hey, wait. What? Can I talk to you in private about some stuff?
About some stuff?
See you, Carlito. See you, Carlito. Good show, man.
Later, Dozer. Take care, man.
Do you get what I'm saying? Can I talk to you when we're done?
I'm going to chat on Skype. I'm typing. No talking. All right.
Okay.
All right, man. We'll talk, because I'm tired. I'll get on my iPad in the bed and I'll masturbate and we'll talk. All right, see
watch
you.
The Little Spermaid.
There you go. That's
I love one. You.
Yeah, whatever. All right, bye, Enigma. See you later, man.
Hey, good show.
All right,
have a good one.
I like your hat. See you.
See ya.
He's like, well, all right, see you, Baz. Thanks for being on. Baz, you did some good pranks tonight, man. Good seeing you. You know, breaking
thanks,
out
dude.
A little bit.
You know, I like your Saturday show.
Yeah.
Because I can call in. My kids go to bed a little bit earlier.
There you go. All right,
cool.
Man.
Thanks, man.
I think it's working out. All right, cool, man. See you.
Out of here, my ass.
All right, out of here, on your ass. Milkman, you still here, Milkman? Milkman. Milkman got off of mute, Milkman. Harry Balls, Milkman. Uh-oh. I think we lost him. I'll keep Milkman on Skype. He might have fallen asleep. He's got sleep apnea. That's why you can't hear him, because he doesn't breathe when he sleeps. Yeah, guys. Oh, but I want to mention, yeah, wish me luck. I have eye surgery again on Wednesday. It's a cataract surgery. It's my last eye surgery. Real excited about it. It's outpatient, so I don't even get stitches. They're going to put an IV on me. you know, and I'm not even going to sleep. This is just, they're just going to make me all loopy. I'm still really freaked out about it, though, yo. It's going to freak me out. They said they're going to give me a pill, and then they're going to put an IV in my arm and give me sodium pentothal, and it's going to make me all loopy and stuff. It's going to be cool, man. I hope I say racist things because it's a black doctor that's doing it. I think it'd be funny. It'd be a good excuse to be racist, you know, with a professional man and not get in trouble for it. Right. Always a good opportunity. Seriously, Milkman, where are you, homo? Stupid pendejo. He's not answering. Let me try his cell phone. See if I can wake him up. Milkman! Hey! Woo! His phone just stopped ringing completely. Alright, well, that ain't gonna work. Well, hello?
Hello?
Hey.
I'm sorry, I'm unable to take your call right now, please.
Shut up, man. This is voicemail. I think you fell asleep. Well, anyway, I want to thank everyone who joined us tonight. We had a great time, didn't we? I think we did. Some wife, babysitter calls, you know, some two-headed cats. Checked in with Charlie's old lady. Had some racist hotel calls. Some other things in there, too. Not bad, not bad. Everyone be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Keep an eye out on the podcast. Maybe I'll update it soon, you know. I'll get to it. We'll be back next week. Keep sending those requests of pranks during the week, especially on Saturdays. It always helps out. Tell your friends about the show. Tell them to listen live or check out the site. All right. I have nothing else for you guys. Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks to everyone who sent in numbers, including Lonesome Loser, Big Ken. Thanks to Death Fox, Dozer for joining us tonight, Baz, Enigma was on the line. Thanks to Milkman, my hermano. I appreciate you being on, even though you're sleeping. Yeah, man. Michael Jackson's doctor. Very nice, normal. You're a jerk. All right, guys. I'm out of here. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Rest of your weekend. Have a good week. We'll be back Super Bowl weekend next week. See you later. Bye.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.